Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. I'm getting the days mixed up. Kind of want to wish everyone a happy Thursday and happy holidays upcoming to each and every one. To kind of get the ball rolling and sort of whatever, I want to make several announcements that we are actually, let's see, let me back up. I had a few calls on, but they all hung up. Just want to make it official that the Mardi Gras on the Bayou race is set for March the 8th at State Capitol. This will be the second annual Mardi Gras race, so kind of want to put that out there in the years. And as well, on March the 29th, we will have the, I want to say, the fourth annual season opener at Twigs. This year, probably going to be doing a bikini contest or a wet t-shirt contest, which we're probably going to end up doing both. But as we finalize the details and stuff, I will make it public about the event. But I know for the classes for the Twigs race, we're going to do that King of the Hand Clutch class again, which South Carolina, I think, took back that crown last year. Well, this year, actually, back with the Baddest Hand Clutch. I'm probably going to do the 6-0 class again in Street T and Grudge, so kind of want to throw that out there. And at the Mardi Gras race, we're going to do the Street T. More than likely, we're going to do that short King and Short Wheelbase in Grudge. Probably going to have the Junior Dragster there as well. So just kind of want to put those two dates out there, and if anyone else had any announcements or something they want to make now and go on for a race next year or party, I'll go on and open up the lines and let you entertain. In the meantime, while people are thinking or they have anything to say, we're going to open up the lines here. We got several callers, so 9316, we're going to open up your line.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
You got it. Hey, this Morris, man. Tuning in with you.
Okay. I got you. What's been going on that end?
Oh, nothing. Glad to hear you already got ready to set up to start doing everything.
Oh, well, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Yes, indeed. Any new projects for you for next year? Or?
Oh, no. Nothing exact. Have fun again and try to finish the whole year off like I did again.
Okay.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
How many races you have down here, Chris?
Well, actually, I'm not going to really plan no big calendar thing. Going to go as we, just for as now, it's just one. That and that Louisiana Roundup will be the only two that I do down here.
Okay. Them two will be at State Capitol?
Yeah, at State Capitol.
All
right. Yep. Unless something else come up or whatever. But,
you got anything Dallas planned already or not yet?
Yeah, we're working on the Harley Davidson race late on up in the year. We thought we were going to be able to do a Mardi Gras race over there, but some changes came up, whatever, and had to do away with that, so that didn't go through. So that's the reason why I keep that stuck out. But other than that, no more than the, like I said, the Harley Davidson race coming late on up in the year, and maybe that the Grudge Fest at the end of the year, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Do a little more traveling this year to events. I missed out last year, and so I plan to kind of do some traveling all around this year, well, next year as well.
Yeah, that's on my agenda this year, too. So I like to try to make it to North Carolina a couple times that way, at least North Carolina,
right,
at least once, and then somewhere else a little further north or northeast, delta west, something.
Tell you what, man, it's a different there's a different surrounding when you cross over those lines.
Yeah. And I know that go likewise, which they found out when they crossed over on these lines. as far as in tuning and everything else, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I guess the combination is when the bikes from this end go toward that end, the bikes run fast, and the bikes from up East Coast, well, when they come down in this area, it kind of slow them down. So it's,
yeah,
I don't know if that's
yeah.
just a rumor or what, but.
Well, the air is better is one thing. But a lot of it go back to tuning, man. Shoot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a shitty track can still get traction, you know. You just in
yeah.
between your tune set up. Don't
you
get me wrong. Sometimes
yeah.
sometimes it's way out there, but that's all part of tuning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, indeed. Well, I was hoping that we missed our boy's shine. I guess he must be on his way up into space or something.
No, he ain't gone yet. No, he ain't going to have New Year's. Yeah, New Year's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he was
yeah. No, he's in class
to call
right now.
From space tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
He's in the actuator or something?
Yeah. Yeah, they're giving him some of that good air. Every once in a while, he gets some of that good air to breathe. You don't know how to act. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. As I say, all he's bringing is this toothbrush and a can of spray paint. That's all he's bringing. Toothpaste and a can of spray paint.
Yeah. Well, man, we got another caller here. We're going to try to open up everybody on live and give people at least some time to talk. So we're going to go on and open up this other line. In 1948, your line is open. 1948, your line is open. You must have accidentally pressed one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not bringing on anything different for next year, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said if I had any plants in there. Yeah, I'm. Yeah, I'm bringing a lot different for next year. So,
okay.
Yeah,
we got
I'm sitting on 4 units right now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had it. I thought I might have had one ready for the end of last year. I gave up, and why bust ass with it? Just sit back and wait, you know. The street bike was a handful for a lot of them, so. The hell, see a race bike, you might go by.
I understand that.
Street bike
man,
in the car.
Got a message here from Ryan, I guess from Shine, somebody in, must be in space, so he's saying he can't get in, so let me see if I can chime him in.
Shine or Ryan?
Well, both of them probably. Let's see here. I knew it wouldn't be long.
And that's what's up.
All right. And hold for 1 second, man. We got another caller here, 3750. Are you lying to person?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm just chiming in.
Okay. All right. Man, we're making any progress or still it?
Yeah, it's okay. It's all good.
Okay, okay. All right.
He ain't making no progress.
You going to see.
He ain't making no progress.
You just hold your horse.
He's just like a crawfish. Crawling back.
All right.
Hey, Chris, who's that, Barry White?
Oh, I know that voice sound real. I know that voice sound deep.
The color purple, you heard me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's come in sound like Barry White or something, man. Girl.
Yeah. Ryan, what's that, man?
I ain't called him yet. I'm about to call him.
Oh, okay. We thought maybe he was up there in space or something, man.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, this Marshall, man, outlaw. Hey,
Yeah.
What's your colors for this year, man? It's time to give up that red, man. It's time to give up that red.
That red.
Every time we see you at the track, you got a red shirt, red shoes, something all red, man. Yeah. It's time to give it up. All you gotta do is look at the pictures, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I have on so much shit, it's hard to tell.
Man, when you come to Louisiana, you're in red every time. I don't know what it is.
When I come to Louisiana,
you got red.
I don't know. Red probably keep me cool down there in Louisiana. You know, it'd be hot down there.
Yeah, yeah. They showed some pictures today. I was looking at it. I said, this boy, red shirt, another red shirt, red shoes. I said, goddamn.
Long as they different. Long as they the same one, it don't matter. Shit.
I don't know. You might have been. That might be one picture in the stand, one picture at the line. It might be the same one, but I don't know.
It might be.
Hey,
if we were at the same track, that's where it probably was the same day or something. I don't know.
Y'all made up with Killzone yet, man?
Man, you know Killzone probably went suicide or something.
the talk show started on time today, man, so ain't no excuse.
Yeah, man, it's been warm, man. It's been warm down here, so he probably been washing cars and stuff all day.
Yeah, we hit 70 degrees, 60s for the low.
Yeah, he probably washing cars, buffing cars. Boy, you know, he all on his knees and stuff, shining the wheel. I got to find out where that car wash is. See, they wash 18 wheelers out when one of my trucks down that way. I let them drop through, you know, and get it washed. Yeah, that way they have a few coins to save me when I come through.
Hey, man, they got anything going on at the track this weekend down y'all way?
Where? Nah, all these tracks probably done pretty much shut down this way.
I heard that.
Well, I think no problem had something, man.
Yeah.
I think no problem is having something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to have a few things going down, no problem. We got a good rain check for Saturday, though.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you be able to tell something going down. It's going to be everybody calling everybody out and wanting to do this and that. That's when you know it's going to rain.
That's when it rains.
Yeah. They be checking the weather.
They done checked the weather, got 80% of rain, and they want to call everybody out.
Yeah. I really just don't like that track down there.
It's good, man. It has its days, but it's a good track. The last person went through, they had it on there with Lil Chris. Track worked pretty good, man. I mean, until you have somebody stand a car up and drop, you know, oil pan all down the track, you know, that changes everything. But
yeah.
The track works pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, we got two callers. We got 8025. When your line is open.
Mm-hmm.
8025.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, your line is open.
Yeah, I don't think I really want to do nothing to next year anyway. You know what I'm saying? With the way it is now, you know what I'm saying? This guy here must be drunk. The tracks is unpredictable. You don't know if they're going to hook. Is it going to stay warm enough for them to hook? You know, is it going to get cold? You know, and I made up my mind. I'm not detuning my bike for to go down the track. You know what I'm saying? If I got to start to run here, I'm going to leave it set there. If I ain't hooking, I prefer to put it in the track. I mean, in the trailer.
Yeah. Well, like I said, a lot of it ain't just detuning. I mean, it's more, a lot of people won't give up that 60 foot, man. They stuck on that 60. You know, you can sacrifice the 60 a little bit and pick that right back up. But
sometimes hard to pick it back up. When nails working, you know, I just sit back and look when I can go to track like round here and my bike hook and get down the track and I go to track where, you know, they supposed to have top notch track and the bikes don't hook. You know, that's what kills me.
Yeah.
North Carolina begin to fall off.
Yeah.
I begin to look like Mayo, slipping and sliding everywhere.
Oh, man. Hey, you got to leave my Louisiana buddy alone, man.
Well, you know, Mayo all right with me, too, but you know what I'm saying? That's my buddy, too, you know, but I just have to let him know. Yeah, I told him. He's slipping and sliding ever since he bought that costume outfit.
Yeah. all of that. Now he on his own with that one. I just
you just made three lines open up, man. Let me open up these lines and see what you guys have got. Your line is open. 8328, your line is open. We've got 2433. Your line is open.
Boy, y'all need to stop. I heard y'all say mayo. Boy, y'all need to stop.
They can say what they want to say about mayo, but mayo soup looks better than custom custard. Now.
No doubt.
All day long.
Hey, I'm
willing to bet mayo got more money in his suit than custom cut. So, you know.
Man, custom cut short, too short.
He bought the rest of the material on the road. That's what you get, you know.
You show right about that. But look, Mayo sent me a picture of his suit and said, "Look what they money bought me," and was standing side of pool with his hand full. Yeah, went over there. You know, he's the pool boy down there.
You mean, hey, I thought I was special. I'm glad to know you got that picture too.
Yeah, he signed it to me. Look. But you know, you're standing beside the pool.
Got six pictures in it with him standing by the pool posing. I said, this dude.
Yeah, look at him. You know, but you know he's a professional pool boy. So, you know, he went over there and wiped you out. It's just a picture, man.
Man, that's my boy. No. That's his pool.
No, man. We ain't trying to hit it, man. I'm telling you now.
Mayo done made money off of him all the way on that end to where the boy got an in-ground pool in his house now.
Oh, no, Mayo, I'm telling you, now he went back there to clean them people's pool, man. When he was cleaning their pool, he had one of his fathers, hey, man, I'm going to slip my suit on, and you take a picture of me standing here. You know, them cats ain't going to know, man. We all already know.
Let me tell you, I was in Baton Rouge last weekend, and the guy was at the track, and I asked him, do he know Mayo? He said, man, that dude is a killer over here. I said, Mayo be running good at this track? I was at Capital City or something, Capital State? Man, he said,
Mayo Capital.
Yeah, he said, Mayo run good at that track.
Man, you know, everybody is they hometown hero.
Well,
but you go there. You go down there, this is what Mayo gonna say. Let me make one pass. Yeah, that could be at 3 o'clock that evening. It'll be 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd be still hollering, one more pass.
Man. Oh, boy. Yes, sir. You got him down. You got him dead right.
Yes, sir. He's tripping and sliding. Boy, I thought he'd be, you know, I told him one time, I said, Mayo, try not to leave on that two-step. He got off that two-step and left on the throttle and got up out of there and wheeled on it. He used the bathroom in his pants. And he said, I was trying to slip and slide.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
But I know 14, man, if he ever gets that thing on the hook, that thing riding now. He got a lot of money in that bike.
It's bike fast. I mean, you said get it to hook. It used to hook. So the bike is fast. Hey, no doubt about that.
I don't believe that they're fast.
The bike is fast. There ain't no problem. The bike is fast now. But see, the bike used to be fast when Mayo or Harold was black. Now, that bike done wore him so bad, his head done turned gray now, and he can't even know what to do.
That bike done wore him too bad, man. That man got a head full of gray, man.
Man,
that bike used to be fast, man.
Yeah.
Boy, man.
I think the last time I seen that bike really get down like that.
You didn't put me on mute. I heard it say muted. 2459.
I'm gonna send a beer truck by and tell him it's on me a couple minutes
Shine and Ryan.
Yeah. Wait. Shine and got on the phone without an introduction or nothing?
Yeah,
Sean,
Onita
is
just
to speak
for
itself. Man,
Onita,
hey, Sean, I told him you hadn't left yet. You still in training. That they thought you were
going to
go. I
tell you, man. Look here, the reason I got on the line a little bit late, man, because I just got out of school, man. And it's kind of hard for me to hear with that glass helmet, man. It kind of mess with your ears. You got to get used to it, man. That glass helmet.
Yeah. Hey, that's that air you was talking about. That's what that is. I told him about that.
Yeah, man. I got to get used to that.
Hey, I told him all you taking, like you said, was a toothbrush and a can of spray paint.
That's all.
For that GOW. You want to spray GOW, and then we know that's all we need.
That is.
Yeah.
You know what?
Shout out about GOW. That's what we're going to put on the front of our fight, GOW.
That's what
we're going to put on the front. That's what we're going to put on that motherfucker. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir. That's what we're going to do. Since everybody want to get us that, we're going to see. I hope the people that own them don't mind, but that's what we're going to put on.
Now, look here. Now, watch when we put GOW across the front. Everybody going to go holler, hey, man, what King Kong at?
Yeah.
but all before they kept saying, oh, that's that God of War bike, that God of War. So now if all the bikes got it, which one is it, you know?
We don't know what.
I just hit one a few minutes ago coming down this back road.
I'm trying to see if his eyes are open up far enough where he can see. Because his eyes were closed up last time I was talking to him. He looked like Martin when he was in the ring with Thomas.
Hey, man, they said his track wasn't working. The track wasn't working.
What?
The track ain't got nothing to do with the track.
You got to move the sun.
The glare came off the track from the sun and deflected and messed the tree up. That's all that was.
Nah, he was looking up in the tower because they had a little old Christmas lights right now. You know that? He was looking at the tower and he forgot to pull off. That's what happened to him. I know what happened.
You know how one of them possums had a little smirk. They gave him the right name. He showed it like a possum, though.
Man, look at him. He got the right name. I'm telling you, that name fits him. It fits him, man. How you going to sit there and see that man go down the side of you, and the lights come on, and you don't pull off? You don't move.
All the time you do that when you get somebody hit, they let the tree drop.
That's what I thought.
I thought it was head up.
Why would you take the back tie and give them the move? That don't make sense, man.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the hell was going on with that race, man. I saw the thing on YouTube. I
look
on YouTube.
He told Larissa he was going to have Larissa by two bikes at the 3:30.
He said at the 3:30, he said, my bike will let him go to at the 3:30, I'm going to have you by two bikes. Well, this is what I'm talking about. How in the hell at the 3-7 Marissa had him by 5 fights? How in the hell it happened?
I don't know.
He might, that was his father trying to say. That the 3-7 Marissa gonna have him by 2 fights. But it was 5 fights.
But believe it or not, let me tell you. He had a lot of people that was on his side and betting with him. Man, it was a lot of people that were taking that bet, man. They just really thought Bullet Line was going to lose that race.
Against Awesome?
You think it's anybody else, that's an ungrateful kid just like him.
Man, let me tell you, I won $300 off that one race. I didn't win no other race that day. So many people took my bet. It was ridiculous.
You almost lost that day.
I'm telling you, I bet it on Bud Light Line. And
it
was crazy.
Hey, that was it.
Hey, Allie,
where you
from,
Allie?
I ain't even on him.
He ain't on there?
Hello, Allie. Allie, hello.
Possum's here.
You on there, Allie? We hear you. We hear you. You on here?
Stop hearing me.
You know we hit you. I said, where you selling it?
He round chasing. But look, y'all need to talk about everybody else.
Who is
Ryan and Ryan?
They're the only five
I
race.
I like that money y'all got. And y'all clowns. Y'all and
like what?
Clowns. I like the money count so. Y'all got.
Well, we like the money count you got.
We tried to do it twice, though.
Yeah, we like to do the money count you got.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say you want to do, Saudi? Some money count. He's talking about
some money count.
He don't know.
Any damn thing y'all
want to
do?
He's on the phone. Look at him. See,
tell me.
I'm the only king coming in this jungle. All right.
But they killed that motherfucker on top of a building.
Yeah, look how many shots I
right.
took, boy. You
yeah,
know, all over
right.
here. Look how many folks they
killed.
Look at him. As long as I can take shots like that and still stand tall, I don't mind, buddy. Y'all keep shooting me with a BB gun.
They didn't kill him on 2 shots. So I guess we got to tie your ass up a couple times.
Sam Cooper busted up so bad, it's pitiful.
Hey, get what, though? It don't matter about pitiful if you count the money and take it home with you. So
what we want to take home with us for?
I'm talking about the money. I ain't talking about the bike.
Boy, you know what?
Hey, look. Y'all entertain us. Have you ever seen Will Smith and Steven Seagal at the track? That's y'all.
Who?
Steven Seagal and Will Smith.
But I had lunch with Steven Seagal. I ain't never saw him at the track, but we had lunch together.
Hey, Jackie Chan.
I don't know nothing about Jackie Chan.
Yeah, hey, all y'all there.
I ain't never met him.
We got another caller here. 1 second here. Let me open up this line here. We got another caller. 4081.
Hey, what's up?
4081, man. What's going on?
All right, what's going on? What's up, Chris? What's going on?
Man, I can't call it. What's going on with you?
All right. Ryan, this is Darvin.
Uh-oh.
Who?
Uh-oh. Billy
Darvin.
Mays, clown. Billy
Who
Mays.
You saying is?
Darvin. Darvin. Marvin. Darvin.
So what the hell that mean?
No.
So what the hell that mean?
No, be quiet, Sean. Let me talk. Let me talk first. Now, y'all been talking shit for the last 2 weeks. I ain't
you
about to tell that. Listen. I was gonna keep this to myself, but I ain't gonna keep it now. When we ran y'all didn't get down the track.
Okay,
that's fine. Ain't no problem.
Right.
That ain't no problem.
Okay. Okay.
I watched y'all next pass. Y'all made a clean pass. I beat y'all back to y'all trailer and ask y'all for another run just so y'all can get y'all money back. Then y'all not turn me down?
Yes. With
why?
Clown.
Y'all turn me down now.
Bow down.
Y'all turn me down. When I offer y'all another run to get y'all money back, after y'all got down the track, y'all turn me down. And y'all going to put me on blast like this?
We done lost, man. They done hung up the phone.
Damn, Sean.
Uh-oh. They done hung up. Let me see if I can get them back in here, man. 031.
I was going to keep that to myself, but since they've been talking to
these
last 2 weeks.
You see how they do, though, don't you? That's why I told them we're going to go and just start blasting them when we beat the hell out of them.
They only
he even
don't
wonder if he's ready.
Hello.
I won't go say nothing, but
yeah.
they've been talking shit for the last 2 weeks now.
Yeah, 0311, man. Your line is open.
He don't want that line to be open. He been clowning.
I ain't talking, but they've been putting me on blast about 2 weeks, so I got to come out here and defend myself.
Hey, but all I tell people, BM ain't rich, but he will run. Anything
else?
On the earth.
Just no,
like
no,
it.
I ain't rich now, but I mean,
yeah,
listen,
like
I was telling
you
guys,
my phone changed back towers.
Don't worry about your pockets. You know you got good backers.
Yeah. Now what you say now?
No, you and Ryan gave me the damn devil about running off the trailer in the beginning of the race when we were in the Rocky Ham.
Man.
Y'all talk more trash to me than a damn truck talk to a damn dog.
You didn't
okay,
wrong,
all right, hold.
You was straight ahead.
Y'all, we beat y'all that first. Listen, we beat y'all. We beat y'all. Then
okay.
Y'all come back and made a clean pass after that. By the time y'all got back from getting back from the return lane, I was waiting y'all at y'all trailer. After y'all get y'all the one to get y'all money back.
Hey,
this track will not close. Come on, dog. Don't do me like that now.
That's the reason I said earlier when I first came on. I'm not
detuning
my bike, never no more. You hear me?
Look. You take that 90-inch turn,
don't you
turn it up. Unbelievable. Put the white man Billy on it, and we're going to beat the hell out of you, clown.
Look.
I'm acting like my money is long like it used to be.
Sean, I told you. I said y'all guys can get down the track first pass. I'm not even bragging about that because I mean I don't count that. What I'm talking about is.
I
offered y'all a race after y'all got down the track.
Hey, okay, all that sounds good, Diver. That's old news.
That's right.
We're gonna snatch.
We're trying to do it
again. We're going to snatch a skull in your ass.
Okay,
I told you,
well,
Billy Mays and Sam Cook coming out of the business. That's all
I
said.
Why don't you come on and bust Billy Mays to the white meat, buddy? That's what we want you to do.
Right.
That
ain't going to be no problem. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
I promise
you. I hear it right now.
Hey,
ain't going to be no problem. Hold on. Hey, look.
That's the owner of Billy Mays on the phone. The owner.
We talking to somebody that's going to actually ready. Be quiet, Adam.
No, that's the owner. Yeah, he make all the calls.
Right here, and listen, I'm going to warn you. I promise you got Adam. You hear me?
Okay.
You was a mock man.
All right.
Please take that money,
cool.
Shit.
I'm not saying that you won't race. I'm not saying that. Ain't nobody say you're not going to race. I know you're a race. I ain't no doubt about that. But,
right.
But what
hey,
I'm
hey,
saying
Ryan,
is,
Ryan,
but,
Ryan.
But,
somebody else called me.
Huh?
Yeah, I ain't going there.
You
in the bathroom.
No,
hey,
no,
Tom,
no,
you know what they're going to do, right? They're going to talk that little money shit. Please.
Alex, let me tell y'all this.
Why don't somebody put a fucking
Alex
goddamn mouth?
Hey, Sean, I'm going to go and tell you this now. You know what? Unless God's truth. Alex named
what?
The bike. That's Unless God's truth. He named that bike.
Alex did what? He named it.
He named the bike.
Named what?
Because that's what he do. He take care of his shit. But look.
And
we're going to take care of y'all, clown.
He didn't want to start calling the bike Billy Mays. That's under God's truth.
You said Alex named the bike.
Yeah, he named the bike.
Oh, he gave it a name.
Hey, look,
no,
we rolled. If Donovan say no, it's no.
Hey, I'm gonna tell
you. But why would he say no to anybody? With all y'all clowns behind him.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this right here. I don't care what the name. There ain't one of them bikes out there. You hear me?
All right.
I don't respect that. I respect somebody going to get in that water park beside me and let get down that track. It can't be more.
How much you want to do about this time?
Did we not do that?
That's, you know what?
Okay.
And I don't mind it because you went on with Danny and I went head on with Danny.
I told you
before I went down the track. Listen, I ain't been down the track. But I, you know what I'm saying, I want to gamble. I ain't come to play. That just shake them down straight off the trail.
But, Darvin, didn't I beg you to go and get him off the trail?
That's y'all saying off the trail, dude. I don't feel comfortable doing that. I wish y'all would have got down the track. That's under God truth.
Yeah, and you had a lot better gamble. But you told me what you do, and I respected that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had no
problem,
but you came straight out and did what you could and what you couldn't do. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And listen, that's why I try to give y'all a null race. When I met you back, when y'all got big on the track.
You know what? Listen, yeah, we went down the track, but my bike didn't run, but it's open ran going down the track. So that's
it. It ain't gonna never
I'm
run
not,
what it's supposed
I'm
to
not
run
gonna,
beside BM. Because we got you covered.
Okay, all right. I'm cool with that.
All we were doing was waiting on the race.
You know what I'm saying? I don't mind. One thing about me, I don't mind coming to North Carolina or Georgia. But then it don't make me no difference. Your mechanic and Dove mechanic hang out at Piedmont. Well, it don't make no difference. That's where they want to be. Yeah, they don't make none. It don't make me no difference. Now, if you want to go on top of the moon, what shine be it up there? You know what I'm saying? It don't make me no difference. You don't want to come down.
Turn to millionaires. Y'all hit the lottery last night, that big damn pot, that big jackpot.
I told y'all,
y'all rich motherfuckers, we're going to keep on nibbling y'all bastards until y'all done.
Well, you know what them boys said, they said they got a race in here. We're going to keep on taking that change. After a while, y'all will quit. Did we shout you in it? Hey, and one thing about it, I ain't asked you for nothing.
You don't,
but you will be. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send the bill truck right here. I'm going to load it. Ryan, I got one more question for you. Somebody told me I won't own that night, but somebody told me you'll give anyone size a massage and it'll break and you'll beat them to 3:30.
That's what everybody, but listen, when I get it out, y'all don't want this, man. Y'all didn't want this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. See, that was the fight. That's what I see. You know what I'm saying? I said that. But I know they wouldn't want that. You know you're going to say they're going to be hit at the blow-up camp, too. But both of them clowns. We're going to have to lock in. They're going to blow-up camp, too. It's going to be some money. I'll tell them about some money that you had to fire back. But you know what I'm going to do for you, dog? You know what I'm going to bet you when we hook up again? I'm going to bet you I'll get $300 at the 3:30.
I'm going to bet that. You can do what? I'm going to bet I'll be in front of you at the 3:30. I'm going to bet that. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Second behind you, he's going to be in front of you at the 3:30. Clown. You have a trailer at 209 door. God of War. It ain't been in no more war. He's been trying to stop you. Hey, y'all clown will say that.
I want somebody to save. Fuck with BM if you want to.
You'll find out. You don't fuck around. He fucks straight up and down quickly.
I want somebody to save is Eddie Kane.
Hey, Eddie Kane? You talking about the nigga that pulled up 8 minutes before the track closed?
We don't want to hear about all that shit, man.
Hey, look, man. Real talk, man.
Hey, what? We were there. Dog, what was you at? Okay, that sounds good, but if you want to just let me listen over that, write it in your diary.
We didn't need nothing. The money, the bike, the crew, everything was there.
Okay, right.
One nigga, Eddie Crew, pull up. Hey, one pull up with the bike, one pull up with the body work, and then the money pull up last. What the hell?
Man, you know, you know Eddie gonna get you.
Y'all gonna take and form that motherfucker and come like we did. Damn clowns.
Okay.
Eddie,
okay,
Eddie, you line over, man.
Okay, I said it.
Okay,
please let Eddie on.
Hey, hey, Ron.
Where
you and Sean gonna be at the first race next year? Where y'all gonna be at the first race next year? Where y'all, what's y'all first race y'all trying to make it to?
Look like the first race gonna be in Memphis, ain't
it?
No,
I don't know. I
don't know
what the schedule is.
Not no damn May 10th.
Sometime in February or March. In March or something.
No, they talking about May 10th.
I got one for you. How about I rent the damn track? We ain't got to wait that damn long.
Rent what track?
Hey, Rocky Hand, VMP.
Hey, look. Hey, guess what, dog?
What's up, buddy?
Billy Vogue got the bike. Greensboro.
Oh, do it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah. Oh, my hell. Where
we
all want to rent?
Overseas till February.
Well,
hey, you a joke. Y'all a joke.
We laughing at you, though, buddy.
Man, it's February. Man, it'll be so cold.
Hey, but, like, you right. My mechanic got my bike. You sure right?
No, I'm just saying. I want him there. I don't want him back on weight.
It don't make no
difference. I don't want your tune-up and boom, fuck, Egypt. I want it on your bike. We want your ass.
I don't care where it be, it just runs my money well. You hear me? Cause I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care where your tune up is.
Okay. Oh, our tune is gonna be with us. But look, I'm gonna tell you now, we are gonna swell up, or we can take them 2 week paychecks and get in your ass. That's all. You ain't gonna know how to do that. You ain't gonna know that. You ain't gonna know that feeling. Hey, that's a bad feeling, boy. That's a bad feeling. When them boys in there, yeah, you ain't gonna know what to do with that.
I needed a laughter tonight.
Yeah. You gotta do that.
Bang it up. All right, we got 2931. Man, your line is
open. It is. It goes on the plan.
2931, your line is open.
That goes show how retarded you is, clown. I've all been on the phone all along, bitch.
Oh, that's you.
Hey, what the
hell you do? Shout out to boy, how you do, Ed?
Hey, you know what?
We had it out there. We had it on 4th Street. And you pull up at 4:22 and the track closed at 4:30, talking about a race.
I didn't,
and they just
what?
Shook your bike down at 4:18.
You know what?
I
didn't have to pull
tell
up.
Me,
I didn't
tell
have
me
to,
what?
I didn't have to pull up then. So you know why? Because I paid a car.
I know you pulling the
gate. I sure
and
I
believe me,
ready.
What you showed me after that car follows you over there, then you can show
yeah,
up.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You covered us. But
yeah,
guess what?
I know.
After about two races, we'd have had all that. So you ain't scared.
Imagine that.
We just would have to break the race up. So what's the difference?
Yeah,
what that make? What that make you? We'd have had to run twice.
What's up? Listen here. Make me the first race of 2014 then. How about this? Make me the first race. Don't come hollering with that Billy Mays shit. Oh, we got to run this person first. We got to get
Billy
Mays.
No.
Oh, get me first.
Hey, you know what? We're going to get you first.
We're
going to get you first. We're going to get you first.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do.
That's what I want you to do.
Hey, that's what I want you to do. You know what? So I can go ahead and send your motherfucking ass to the corner, the first race.
That ain't
out my
I'll
way.
Be back,
out
though.
My
if,
way.
If you do,
hey,
I'll be back.
Don't you,
I'll be
send
back.
You up out my way.
And I'll let y'all be the track on time, too.
Yeah, you might. But guess what? You'll be the first thing to lead the track after I kick your ass, too.
You got to do it first.
You and them duct tape.
You got to do it first.
Them Spike Wives are going to be the first one at the track.
You got to do it first. You just talking. You just talking.
Why you can't get a way out for
life? You just talking.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, look, Ryan. Real talk.
Ryan.
EB is me. Ernie Brown is me. And look, hold on. Let me tell you something. 82 inches, motherfucker.
What?
Let me wiggle with a street tie on that booster. and I'm going to peel your goddamn earlobes off, nigga. Why you sitting there with your carbon fiber earrings? What you want to do?
No, hey, Ryan,
you,
Ryan,
y'all niggas that keep on lip boxing. Nigga, hey, money didn't go in one place.
He be the loudest
it
motherfucker.
It take a little while longer to make it.
Listen, he be the loudest motherfucker here every week. Blah, 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 this. Ain't got a fucking bike. You ain't got a pot to piss in and a tear to cry with. That's your fat black ass.
Hey, but look. Let me go ahead and lay this down. You know me, Eddie. I ain't never been no bum. But let me tell you this.
Listen,
if a motherfucker run around and run Jeff's name in the ground for $650, you think he wouldn't have had his money before he went that far? Why you didn't pay that man, clown? Why you didn't? You whining? $650?
Why?
You's a clown.
I got a reason why.
Don't put that out there.
Listen, I don't
somebody gonna blast my mechanic, my man. You think I wouldn't pay the bill?
Your mechanic know I actually did.
Hey, listen.
But somebody clown Jeff for $650.
Well, you know that dude, you gonna pay another? You gonna pay? Right.
I would have. I ain't fuck it. Ed ain't gonna pay. He the rich motherfucker. Why? Hey. I'm the broke motherfucker, right? Why I gotta pay?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
If you didn't have to pay, why should I pay?
You know, why should you? Because you was man. Jeff, my man. If a motherfucker was gone, thinking about blasting Jeff, it'll be took care of.
Listen,
no problem asked, no question.
A motherfucker.
Now, you tell that loud mouth.
A motherfucker can talk all he wants.
You fucked up dude.
Talk don't mean shit. He can talk all he wants. But I guarantee you one thing. I bet he still ain't got no $650.
Hey.
He can talk all the shit he wants.
$650?
Yeah.
You rich. You want to bet? Whatever you want to bet?
Hey, who would they got you for a light? Hey, I don't owe you
for a light. Hey, for a light.
What a clown. You want to clam up over there?
Wow.
If UPS tell you that they send that money to you for you get it, what the fuck I'm gonna pay it for if UPS gonna pay it too? You a fucking idiot.
Well, hey, well, you get the check from UPS.
You a fucking idiot.
You give me UPS.
UPS don't owe me
why
nothing.
Why not?
I don't owe UPS nothing.
Why not? I ain't saying that. I'm saying look out for Brian.
Hey.
Shit, man,
and
killing his name.
And you
that man got a business to run
hold
too.
Up.
You got
hold
your
up.
Business. He got his
hold
business.
Up. Hold up.
Take care.
Hold up.
You take care,
know,
rich boy.
Hold up. Motherfucker, you don't know what you're talking about.
It ain't about $650, remember?
Hold up. It ain't a motherfucker out there that ain't done more for Brian than I have, bitch. So you need to chill that shit. You need to chill that shit, bitch.
It ain't but $650. Take care, medic. That man take care of you.
We got another caller here, guys. Let me open up
that
the line. They've been on for a minute. Hold it now. 6743. Your line is open. Must be shooting the movie, man. 6743, your line is open.
Yo, what up? Oh, Alex Bud Light had that.
Right here, motherfucker.
Hey, what's up? That street cop like you want to lock in with Eddie for?
Whatever the hell you want to do.
10? What's up? We can do it for 10, head up. How much, when you want to run? We can do it for 10, head up this Sunday in Jackson. Jackson Dragway gonna be open. What's up?
Shit. What's the problem?
Ain't no shit. It's a yes or no. You want to run or not?
When?
Sunday.
Oh, hell. Somebody
street
pull the coaster.
Hey,
listen to this. You talking about $10 or $10,000? You talking about $10,000? You wasting your time talking to that fat clown.
Oh, man. You you keep on talking to the motherfucker driving around with a Buster Radiator with his rich ass.
You
why the hell you get always broke down on the side of the road, you clown? Hold up, nigga.
Hey,
the nigga that just, the last one that just come in. Hey, now what you want to do? We good?
I'm on the run. We ain't going to talk. We just going to be there. Track over 2 to 6.
2 to 6 where?
Hey,
you talking about us and
House of Hook.
House of Hook. Man, hell no. We ain't coming down that shit. Run down that damn hill.
Uh-huh. All right.
Hey, hold up, buddy.
Hey,
Eddie,
hey,
run.
Is
Eddie going
to
be on time?
Draw Eddie.
What?
I tell you what.
Is Eddie gonna be on time?
The next place you lock in with Eddie, I bet Eddie be on time, and I'll cover whatever you cover.
Man,
you,
that's
you,
what
you,
they always say. But we done ran
you,
we done ran this damn
got,
bull
you,
twice.
You
and so whatever
no
you say,
hey,
with you, you the clown too.
All you think got
yeah,
to bring.
It was on the internet a month and 2 weeks before
the
race.
Did the race happen?
No,
the race ain't happened.
No,
so
it wasn't because of us.
It'll be, look, we can run.
It wasn't because of us.
It don't matter. The race didn't happen, so why are you still talking about it?
We trying to run.
You were saying.
And then you got another clown to come on and act like you something, man.
You the same
but clowns roll with clowns. So,
beat the hell out of y'all.
Hey, we good with that 10,
though.
You can bet that.
Why
BM and Eddie came for 10, right? Get Muff to call him. Open the track, clown.
What did they got to do with
that? Don't man me. Open the track.
What did they got to do with
that
track?
You know what
happened? Open the track. I'll pay your gas, boy.
Listen.
You know that.
They talking shit about Billy Mays. They can't even run Billy Mays right now. Billy Mays in a million pieces, and they got them talking about Billy Mays. Motherfucker, where do y'all put that shit back together and quit talking about
it? How you know what's in it? You don't know.
Because I fucking know.
It ain't in no billion pieces. Ain't nothing wrong with a motorcycle. What? Ain't nothing wrong with a motorcycle. What you talking about? It's not in no billion pieces.
Will it run this weekend then?
Do what?
So we can get it on this weekend then.
Okay, my bike run. Ain't no problem
well,
running. It run.
Well, let's get it on then.
It run.
Will you quit talking?
The question is your bike running. Okay.
Let's get it on.
Look at you started, Mr. Pop, Flower Crap. Hey, Eddie, right?
I'll cover Eddie with Alex.
Hey, look, Eddie, you know me, you got a problem with lock-in. You pull that shit back when I had haterade.
What I want to know, we always on time and we always ready to race.
Why we got lock-in when y'all the clown? Your bike the one is a piece of shit going to blow up or snap, crackle, and pop.
I don't know how he knows about my bike in the million pieces. You need to tell him, you need to name it junkyard.
That's how many parts are out of junkyard that rag the motherfucker.
Yeah, you talking about 30 but you don't already have to get away from them boys in Alabama to start coming up here winning when that boy Mr. 1000 beat your ass up there in Rockingham. They ain't had no hope today.
Oh, you talking about that? Oh, I was fresh out of the shower. But guess what? Guess what he did? He just like Eddie. He shitted everybody and sold out.
No,
but Eddie don't go away like that. It ain't shitty like that. Eddie just cheeks out. But,
now
you tell that nigga, Mr. South Carolina, bring your ass up there. Let's get it.
I'll come to Piedmont.
Gotta give a damn about Eddie.
I'll come to Piedmont.
When? Bring you in all that pocket, nigga.
Went over the track.
I got a couple of few boys just came on, and they like money.
Don't
damn about it. When you bet Alex, just bring a 12 pack of Bud Light, that's all you got to bring. Here we go.
Hey, look, you know what? I done found something out in my life. The greatest niggas hide behind money. Remember that. Hey, anybody in that life ain't making shit no more. Believe that. Motherfucker, his money ain't got it no more.
Now,
when we going to go race? And Eddie, what we going to do it for? I see you got a fan club came on here.
No.
We ain't
I'll call that 12 pack.
Eddie. Eddie.
Yeah.
Where Eddie at?
Right,
who in the world told you that lie that my bike was in a million people? That's why I don't know.
It must be something
lie.
It must be something too, because you sure worried about it.
No, I don't know why somebody would tell you no stuff like that. I don't know why somebody would tell you that for.
You must worried about it. Hey,
but that ain't true.
You know you had to carry your motor combination, and change your motor combination.
Yes,
that's
what
we
told your stupid ass, you dumb motherfucker.
Yes, he is. Yes,
hell,
he is.
That part.
Yes, he is.
Hell, that. Hell, the lie we told your mechanic, so you can change yours, you stupid bastard.
What would I change
mine
for?
That's what the hell going on.
What would I change mine for? What would I change mine for?
Hey, you ain't going to, hey, look, first of all, do what you need to do to finish the motor you got sitting on the bike.
Well, let's get a race then. When can we race? And quit talking fat, boy.
I told
when
you.
Whenever you show up.
I told you. We ready.
You like to flash your money going out the gate, but you don't flash it coming in. So what the hell you do? What you do?
I went
did
outside.
Did you get it from somebody? But that certain car was following you around.
Yeah, I sure did.
Mark
used to take care of me, Alex, right? You know,
we ain't gonna bring that dude's name.
Now Bug do it. You know, Bug took Mark play. You know,
I don't know what's going on about all that. But
I'm sure
you
show
it.
You show it worried about it.
All
right,
damn man,
like a little. Hey, I ain't mad at your crew. I'm just telling you what we gonna do. Hey, what the dude that got up rich on the phone had all the money, man. We just gonna get his money. Fuck.
We got two callers here. We got 667-5 and we got 8025.
What?
Hello?
Hey,
hello,
Alex.
Hello,
Alex. Hello?
Alex. Migo. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alright, get back to the subject in hand about this 650.
I don't want to hear nobody about no $650 fucking dollars, man. God damn. How the hell you going to be a grudge when you're crying about $650? If the man don't pay you, let the man pay you. If a man don't pay you, spend a certain amount of time in a written agreement. Hand it like a man to go down to the shop and get your money. Other than that, y'all just holding no time. I'd rather be shit talking to bitch than about $650.
What I'm saying, Eddie, you ain't had nothing to do with the whole thing. You coming out, you getting on this thing.
Hold up. That ain't me talking.
I didn't know who that was.
Oh, Eddie. Hey, that's Eddie boy, though. Eddie's supposed to take care of that.
Hold on, Eddie.
$650 ain't going to hurt you. You rich.
Hold up. So what you saying?
Yes, sir. If that was Jeff, yes, sir. Swell my kids. 100.
So what you saying, if a man pull out a pistol and put it to Jeff's head, what you going to tell him? No, just shoot me instead. You a stupid motherfucker. I thought you would.
No, I'm telling you. That's my white man, and I got him 120%.
Okay. Well, I'm good. That's
Dog,
good. I'm proud
what'd you do with that with Jeff?
I'm proud of you.
Jeff, what would you do with that with Jeff? I ain't got nothing to do with Brian business. That's his business. I ain't into that, but, I mean, just... Jeff, my dog, he a brother to me, so I'm going to do what I can do. That's me personally. But I ain't got to
do that. That's how tight we are, Eddie.
Let me tell you something. You see all them black little boxes that we got between the swing arm on our bike. All ESC bikes got them black boxes down the swing arm. I pay for all them motherfuckers. I pay $1,200 for the motherfucker. Hey, and they ain't in my bike. I don't want to hear nothing about what the fuck I don't do and what I need to do.
Oh,
I got a box.
So you talking about the one.
Eddie, you the one who got it.
I ain't down to Brian.
Eddie. You got on here. Eddie, you got on here. You called me all the pussy, all the faggot, all this and that for no reason.
Let me tell you this, hold up, you came up, I'm trying to make a shakedown on my fucking bike. Here you come to the fucking water box. Eddie Kane, won't you pay my seat? No, you bought it on your motherfucking self, dude. You got on this talk show radio and said that shit, dude.
You got on the line and said it.
Well, listen, this is what I'm going to tell you. If you don't like it, you can just come back ass. That's what I'm telling you.
And if you
had something to say or you feel like you needed something to sell it, you should have sold it then.
Hey, Alex. I'm just saying, I would have paid the man
now,
money,
I don't
Eddie.
Care what you say.
That we would deal with Jeff.
Hey, Alex.
But y'all relationship is different from ours. Because some shit you can take care of, not that hard.
Nah,
Eddie, you got plenty of money. You shit out money.
I ain't got money. I got called Boog and see can I borrow the money, Alex. I got called Boog.
You know damn well he done paid it.
I got called Boog.
I'll call Boog and have
it fucked up, Eddie.
I got called Boog.
Fucked up.
Hey, I can call him too.
Hey, look, let's go back to that main shit. What we going to do with you with Billy Mays? We'll beat the shit out of you.
When can
That's
we race,
for real. Whenever you get to the track on time.
Brian, pull up an hour and a half later. Do you pull up two hours later? They wouldn't even take money when you pulled through the gate, Eddie. Do I need to rent P this weekend so we can race? Do you need to?
Sunday is perfect for me. You got my phone number. You can text me.
75 degrees.
You can text me. Listen, you can say yay or nay. Sunday is perfect for me. I ain't got to work Sunday. Sunday perfect for me. Text me yay or nay. You text me yay, I'll be there Sunday.
I'm going to call me.
On time, Eddie.
But you got my number.
On time, Eddie.
Yeah, I hear you, Alex.
Hey, Eddie. The Lord said he was going to send me a prayer. If you bring that piece of shit you got down there, fucking BM, Christmas going to be lovely.
Are you still losing sleep because I didn't show up to 4:30? You still losing sleep?
No, you showed up 4:22, Eddie. Don't make this damn 4:30.
You
know 4:22, man.
You still losing sleep?
Hey, y'all. Y'all know the weather's supposed to be like 75 degrees, so that's perfect weather.
Matter of fact, I'll text EJ tonight. I'll text EJ tonight, make sure he ain't got to work.
Y'all run Sam Cook, too? Y'all run Sam Cook, too, Alex?
Motherfucker, we're trying to run the last damn time.
I figure I'll go ahead and break that boost off in y'all ass first.
The boost Brian put together?
Yeah.
What the hell y'all would bring that?
Well, I'm going to bring it.
Oh, that and Sam Cook head up? Shit, hell yeah,
yes,
dog.
Yes, sir.
Man,
huh?
we good. Ain't no way in hell they gonna beat up with none of that shit.
Yes, sir.
Well, why? Well, what happened to Sam, bike?
he leaving the money on the table?
I'm just asking.
He got them cheap ass shit. He ain't got nothing.
Oh.
He ain't got nothing.
Who you talking
Damn.
About?
Need to run it. Need to.
Possum. He ain't talking about you, dog.
Need to go to the
nearest,
he need to go to the nearest bridge and let it drop it over.
Damn.
Okay.
I know Possum up here. I know he ain't gonna let him get away no shit like that.
No, it's all right, man. I've been listening in for years, man. Y'all know.
I ain't gonna let him get away no shit like that.
Sam, you ain't gonna say nothing.
The bike ain't going down the damn track. When he go down the track, we'll put him in the water.
How's it gonna go down the track when he got your mechanic?
Let me tell you something. I don't think Brian would do nothing like that now. He got, listen.
Well, how the hell, what's the difference between Eddie Boots and you?
A whole lot, actually. I do know the differences, though.
It's a whole lot of difference. Well,
what's the difference?
It ain't Eddie Boogie.
I ain't saying
any
better than me.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you.
What you talking about, Sam?
Hey, Eddie, bring that piece of shit to goddamn peas.
What's the difference?
It's definitely better than yours. Piece of shit it's definitely out of better than yours.
Eddie, what's the difference then?
What you mean, what's the difference?
I'm trying to, you said yours way different than his. What's the difference?
It is different. That boots is different than Possum. Possum knows what the difference is.
Okay.
Hey, Eddie. Put
I'm driving
on and we'll fuck y'all up with Ernie Brown.
Say what?
Put a street tile on and we'll fuck y'all up with Ernie Brown.
Dude.
I'm not playing. Please.
You got, hold on.
Pretty motherfucker, please.
You got a race. You got a race.
All right. Let's make that happen.
As soon as possible. You got a race.
Yep.
Oh,
but don't think we come with a slide or two, so.
I don't care
everything
about
everything
work out. I don't care about no slide.
Y'all, you got one? We don't care about all the other shit you got. We'll take Ernie Brown, beat the shit out of you with that piece of shit.
Well, that's what I want you to do.
Is that a date? Can we slow drag?
Yeah.
Can we slow drag?
I ain't got to put no street tie on Kane. I got a street tie 1000. I don't need to put no street tie on Kane.
You got my bump bike.
No, bump bike?
No,
no. I'm talking about my bike.
Oh, okay.
What I'm going to take? So
hey, no, we got Darvin for that.
A bump bike?
Darvin?
Shit, why don't I waste my time with bump bike for? Really?
No, you did not, Eddie.
Hell, he can't go down the track, either.
Stop it, Eddie.
I'm for real.
That dude right there, crazy man. He dad gone.
I tell you what, Eddie like a sharp razor blade, son. Don't get me in here.
No, Eddie is a one man show.
Hey, look.
He's a one man show.
I like Brian a lot.
Exactly.
Hey, we
kicking
everybody come out of this sharp ass. Fuck that. Everyone.
Oh,
and
let's go. One man show.
Eddie, Reddy, Freddy.
Hey, Darvin, what's up with EJ, man? You got work Sunday?
I'm off Sunday, buddy.
What about EJ, buddy?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got to check with EJ. If EJ off, we on.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let me know.
Yeah,
I'll pray before
I
try, man.
EJ, if he ain't got to work, I don't see why not.
Yeah, exactly.
EJ ain't got to work. Eddie, you got a date. Either way it goes.
No, Eddie said my bike won't crank. He said my bike tore apart, so I don't, he know about it more than I do.
Yeah.
You know how that is, though, dog. You ain't got no dirt.
We'll put it back together real quick, right, Darvin?
Yeah, we'll put it back together.
Yeah, let me get the rods out of the closet, man. I'll bring them up.
Hey, Possum, how much you want to bet on the side since you talking so much?
I was going to bet in the park, but on the side.
Well, you can bet on the side, too, since you got
okay.
Like
I mean,
shut
come on,
up,
man.
Up.
I told you I was going to bet there anyway. You know that. That's
no,
all friendly,
that,
man. I'm going to bet anyway, Eddie.
Hey, be that much faster. Get all you can, baby. It's Christmas.
Yeah, you right.
Eddie, we
Christmas.
Don't need to be nothing for you.
It's Christmas. Hey, Al, listen.
Trust me. Hey,
you need
Eddie,
to shut up. What you need to do?
You need to move down south. That where the hell you. That where the hell they think you fast at. down south, Eddie.
Hey, Alec, leave Eddie alone.
Damn clown.
Hey, Alec, leave Eddie alone because you know what he's
fast. He's damn sure where he's
not in the damn buddy.
I don't give a damn what Eddie say. Man, hey, look, if Eddie goes, to Australia, we ain't going to ruin his ass.
Get a man, Craig. You ain't got to chase him. You know damn right where you ain't got Eddie next door. At least you ain't four states away. You got to chase him.
What you need to do, go sell some more mattresses and come and see me. That's what you need to do.
Eddie. You're going to see him. Don't worry about it.
Live in there. You pick him up from the airport once.
Oh, my God.
Brian, you don't even need to talk. That slow-ass shit you about. You both
We don't give a damn
about Eddie. You know we don't care a damn about
him. Hey, y'all open up.
Can I say one thing to all y'all rich boys? Spend that money in your bike and bet less.
Hey, dude.
Instead of having a piece of shit and betting a lot.
What'd he do?
Go to school, man. Y'all dropping out.
Hey,
hey,
go
the
man been flashing your money.
Hey, who that?
Well, how do you know you had some money? Who, older than him?
What break y'all?
Hey, we done got whooped back.
Huh?
Yeah,
I got the black and white one too.
It's over.
Uh
oh. Yeah.
I mean, move on.
Tall Heels.
What these so are retro?
They can't beat
what,
nobody. Right.
I think they the retro 12. I gotta go up and
crazy.
Hey.
Eddie.
In the morning.
Eddie, do we got a date or not?
Yeah.
Hey Eddie, if you need if you need any help down there, you know I ain't put a phone call away. Hit with what?
Man.
Bring
your clown ass on.
Ryan, the best thing is y'all do is say where y'all at.
Hey, Sam, they were talking about you.
Huh?
Yeah,
I heard Sean can't make it nowhere.
I don't care what anybody says about me. I'm still here.
Right. Hey, but Dalvin said he only need for 2 gears. One gear and 8 miles for Sean.
Oh, my God.
That was an 85-inch bike and get off the damn line, damn clown.
Yeah. I wish I could have spun some of the rope and hit you in your motherfucker face.
How in the hell is you going to be that long and you can't get out the hole? Everybody got their own assumption. BM said, you just heard, hey, BM, what we do to him? What we do to him, Billy, mate?
We going to get him again. Don't worry about that.
He ain't
going
to do nothing, though. He ain't going to do nothing, though.
What's your bitch
ass? I said, let Darvish Ryder be able to be off on Sunday. You get it in on Sunday. Damn. There it is.
We don't need that toothpick in it. Hey, Fox. I ain't even going to get on here and try to bullshit nobody.
I'm just trying to figure out where y'all going to be at the first of next year. Where y'all going to be at? You know what
there
saying?
You go.
Hey, Ryan.
He said Memphis,
you know
I think.
Ron said if I can be ready, huh?
I guarantee you that we're gonna be kicked off from each other. You know, I like that little funny look you be having on your face.
What funny look? Ain't you no funny
look?
You
be having one of them real strange funny looks on your face like you scared.
No, I'm going to feel bad trying to take a pill of y'all like that. That's what I'm going to feel bad about, you know.
Hey, dog.
I owe y'all anyway.
Bro,
all
man.
The damn trash y'all talking about.
Damn,
Ron here.
Three retards on the phone.
Ron and Sean talk more trash to me. They talk more trash to me than anybody ever talked to me.
Hey,
I owe y'all anyway.
Let them. Let them. Y'all
glad when I felt that carry, wasn't you?
Hey, but you know what? All everybody that need me out some money, them are free.
Do what?
Everybody, all my friends beat me out of money. That's
when they
got to talk shit to you.
Yeah. Okay.
If you don't beat me out of money,
you ain't got my friends. I got you.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
Huh?
Hey, I got this candy. Just calm down. I got this candy truck.
What candy?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be some candy?
Whatever.
I got this
head.
Shit.
Thank you, man. I owe your ass too. You too much. Somebody been running from your ass. Anybody been running from you? I just try to be smart about it. I told you that one time before.
Hey, Sam.
I got this.
Yeah.
You know, man,
yeah.
we didn't kick his ass that time with your bike. You remember?
What bike?
It looked like damn retards he is.
What bike Sam got?
And we want, man, well, even we asked for the break.
That's a bad thing. You don't know what I got.
Y'all
talking shit to Possum like that now.
Stormtrooper went up and down the East Coast, West Coast, and had a whole fucking year talking to me.
Why don't you take your damn tram as you got land right there? Stick it in that motherfucker.
Look,
and do all
that stormtrooper. I still
and
got stormtrooper.
A bunch of money.
I still got stormtrooper right there in the damn garage. Do I need to take a picture of the bitch?
Shut up.
Yep.
Damn mouth.
They done got their ass whooped.
What the fuck that motherfucker is? I don't give a damn.
Why did you call that shit?
I bet you that fat boy.
Who are you?
You don't see me. I don't want to force your memory when I see you. I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. I heard you had something
okay.
To say, fat boy.
Okay.
You think I made you retire your back last time when that baby came out on your head? Let's see what you do this time. I'm going to get your ass this year.
You what?
I ain't going to
make you. I can't hear you. Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
This is personal. And if you get in there, I'll beat your staring ass too.
Well, what you waiting on? Since you talking about, I'm done. Since you went off at the mouth.
I'm going to have to cool down here for a second, man.
All right, time out for a second. We're going to start opening up these lines slowly here, guys, so we're going to try to show a little respect. We're going to start with 8025. All right, your line is open.
Yeah, that was getting kind of crazy.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to see nobody throw no blow. We want to keep it racing.
And, you know, that's, right, how, I mean, that's what I was trying to explain to him about that little money situation. You get on this radio and you call me all out my name, all this stuff. You can't do that, man. You know?
Yeah.
You don't know me like that.
Yeah, but we're going to try to keep it to racing, though, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the best thing. Yeah.
Keep it racing and keep, you got to have to give a man respect. You know,
right.
Respect every man as a man,
yeah.
Not as a damn boy. You know, you get on here, you talking,
yeah.
I mean, that's talk racing. Well, that's talk
yeah.
like men.
Yeah.
All that nigga. All
right, we're
going. All... No, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. No, I was just saying, we're going to open up another line here, man. We got 6675. All right, your line is back open.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Your line is open.
Hello?
Yeah, your line is open.
Oh, okay. You know, man, sometimes you just got to calm down with all that, man. Keep it to reason, man. All that other stuff that's going on, man, they need to leave that alone, man. Keep that off the line, man. Keep it off the line. You ain't need all that. I mean, I feel Amigo coming from. I feel you 100%. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, just, keep it as that. When you talking about stuff dealing with racing, you see what I'm saying? I can't knock my man where he coming from. But he ain't putting it out there like that, but at the end of the day, he's still a man. You ain't got to go and call him out his name. You still can talk to somebody without calling out their name. You see what I'm saying? So they can keep
yeah.
it like that. You see what I'm saying?
We're going to keep it to racing, man. We're going to open the Eddie line back up, too, man. All right, Eddie, your line is open. All right, let me get Ryan, we got you back open.
All right, good. Yeah. Damn, man, we'll call his name 100 times. How can he send that thing over
there? No, he had us mute out.
But at
the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we all mean, you know what I'm saying, it's true, you know what I'm saying, you know, that's when I tell a lot of people that, yeah, and I tell Shine them this a lot, and I done had a couple falling out with guys, you know, I don't mind a guy saying nothing to me, nothing like that, you know, but just don't let your woman say nothing to me, you know what I'm saying, and that's what pisses me off, because see, we can call each other names as men, and you won't get so offended, but if your woman talking noise, And a muscle call your woman a B or something like that, then you might take it to the heart. You know, it's different.
Right.
Every time we tell a guy, if me and a guy talking no other, we talk no other all the time or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just tell your woman to stay out of it.
Hey, Ryan, look, hey. Hey, Chris, I'm on.
Yeah, you're on.
Chris. Yeah, but
yeah,
I mean, like I said, I thought Eddie was talking something about, you know, about possibly, it's about racing, but this guy –
he threatened to do something to somebody. You know what I'm saying? You can't be making no threats to nobody like that.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part. I messed with my 18-wheeler then, man. I cussed it up.
He threatened to beat somebody's ass. You don't do nobody like that. I mean, I understand the shit talking and stuff, but you don't threaten to do something to nobody with nobody
home.
Who did that? Whatever that dude is, I don't know who he is.
He wanted to hold
him. Yeah, he's gonna beat cock in the ass. And then he said he's gonna beat my ass if I'm with him. Man, really? So you better go ahead.
All right, man.
What that is, they're just trying to talk themselves out of race. They ain't, that's basically all that is, man. People, they ain't gonna race y'all. They know that Eddie Kane and Billy Mays race ain't gonna happen. So instead of them trying to just be man enough to say they ain't gonna run y'all, they gonna try to find some other way to get out of it. That's all it is,
no,
man.
But they don't even know who that was talking. I think that's been somebody just spectating this coming out the background.
Right, I know that ain't Eddie, I know Eddie Race, I'm not worried about that. That wasn't Eddie, that was somebody else who was talking for Eddie.
That wasn't even Eddie talking.
No.
That was somebody else.
Eddie was on the phone. So I know
Eddie was on the phone too.
Eddie don't talk like that.
The other guy who was talking to Possum, I don't know who that was. He just came out the blue to start talking some nonsense.
Right.
Yeah,
and it don't matter, guys. It don't matter. I don't even talk people's names out like that. So he ain't got no reason to be mad at me, no way. So he can talk like that and stay on them threats. I don't even get into it like that.
He's doing somebody some bother at home or something, huh?
He said what?
Dog.
Yo.
Hey, man, don't worry about it, man. Eddie cool. He like talk shit, man.
We see each other, Eddie, that was somebody else. I knew that.
Hey, Eddie, tell me what we can go back to. Believe it. You did right, we can. Who was that person talking about that? Hey, hold up. I don't know how Eddie might come. He might come. If he come like him last time, shit. Hell no. He came real. But anyway. But I like to bet that damn side bet too though.
Yeah.
But damn.
Who's that? I'll be ready after
I win that first one because he canned it. But I ain't got enough money to put up. He bought it. What the hell?
Hey, Alex.
Say, nigga? Boy, you stupid.
Hey, Alex.
What?
How much y'all gonna do the race for?
Shit. We get in the Eddie pocket.
Hey,
Eddie is a clown.
Hey, this Travis. This Travis. How much y'all gonna do it for?
You know what Eddie gonna say. It don't matter.
If y'all gonna do it for 10, whatever y'all don't got, I'll cover the rest. And I'll put that on everything. I'll come to you.
Now, I will say this. Eddie don't try to buy a race. I mean, he told me he arrested for whatever.
Yeah, if you been with Eddie, you talking about 10, you
this,
ain't get no
this
damn
about,
bet, nigga.
This ain't about the money. This about him talking all that damn shit. That's what it's all talking about. Somebody does.
That's right. Hey, but you come on up there. We go ahead and take him out, and then we gonna get your 10 in the second race. He ain't gonna bet.
No, he said he gonna bet with y'all. I'm betting with y'all.
Oh, you been with us?
Y'all run cars up there too?
Do they? Yeah, sir, they do.
Alright. I got a Malibu I just finished up. I want to bring out. I want to try it out. I want to try it out there at that track too. You know, I want to try it out. All green Malibu. I'm gonna try it out, but I'm betting with y'all. I'm
gonna say, cause Eddie them got them, they get endless now.
No,
we're gonna tear his ass up. When we skin him twice, he'll stop. We came to run the last time now, I'm telling you. And Eddie, I hope your ass on him. We came to get you. So, but we can go ahead and do that, though.
Yeah.
So, what we going to do, Eddie?
Hey, Fawn came to get me, too, then he got, and he got.
Man, but you don't give a damn about Fawn, man.
Oh, Lord.
You care about Fawn?
No, I sure don't.
I don't either. Hey, but Fawn's got us, because, you know. Hey, look.
Yeah, he won.
Got
I mean, you know, he won.
Duty got
mean,
us, too.
I ain't going to make no excuses.
But when
they
BM went on that track, it been ugly shit go on.
They won. You know, they won. I can't say nothing about that.
Yeah. They got paid. No questions asked, no arguments. But, but what about us and you, Eddie?
Hey, man, I'm ready. Whenever.
Man, we gonna slut your ass out, man. We gonna pass you through the crew, man. That's how much candy you is.
Yes, you are.
Wow. Trick or treat.
Hey. You know what? You know what I can say?
Trick or treat.
You know what I can say?
Now, come on. Go on. Keep on the phone. Breathing hard. Hey, man, Dad, go. I'm out of breath.
They need a cup.
We're going to try to talk to him. What's going on, man?
We're going to sleep.
Hey, was somebody talking about cuts and cuts? Eddie, we want your ass. I just want you to know.
Hey, Alex, you know what? One thing I can say. I can't say this. I might be slow. But Brian ain't never built nothing that came out of his shop that been fast than I have. You can take that to the bank, buddy.
Uh-oh. You can take that to the bank. Oh, so you say, hey, boss, couldn't handle you?
Hell no.
Uh-oh. Eddie, I told y'all. Y'all think I'm lying. Eddie don't have no friends.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Shit.
Nah,
they got the
big
one.
I don't believe it.
Hold on.
I tell you what I do.
That's my opinion. I ain't got nothing to do with you. I mean, that's fine, but that's my belief. I just don't believe that.
Okay.
I mean, everybody trying to their own opinion. That's my opinion, but I just don't believe it.
That's cool. I ain't got no problem with your opinion. Every man got his own opinion.
I'm not saying your bike ain't fast, but I think somebody's still being faster.
No, sir.
No, sir. It knocked off Kenny's numbers. I'm going to tell you that now.
No, sir.
I ain't trying to be fun at nothing. I know that hey. Eddie is the new R&D guy.
No, listen to what I'm saying. He said faster. I ain't say the same thing. He said faster. He said he's been faster than anybody that come out of Brian's
car.
He
went faster than Kenny.
I have.
He went faster than Kenny.
Head Buster was the fastest thing that came out of Brian's shop to the CEO came.
To the CEO came. Okay.
That be me.
But you still ain't be the bike out of Jeff's shop. We going to tie your ass up. That's the thing. We established two things. One thing at the beginning of the year, only two motherfuckers going to be racing is Brian Shop and Jeff Shop.
Let me tell you.
And them two white fuckers, too.
Now, Billy
Mays,
I'm going to
cause the problem between them.
Huh? Billy Mays, I'm going to tell you something. Billy Mays fast, I think it'll be a good race. The truth be told. I think both bikes is probably tit for tat. Whoever hits the tree first is going to win the race. That's going to be the bottom line.
Like I said earlier, I'm just glad that these two campaigns stays apart.
Huh?
Say what?
Hey, you know when them bikes get all of them like that, but, you know, I got to say that, Eddie. I got to say one thing. I don't know what the hell going on with you, but you keep it too real. But we're going to turn your ass up.
Right.
We ain't coming playing with you. I can tell you that.
Hey, Alex, tell them what I was trying to say earlier. Good thing is, Eddie do come to race. Eddie try like hell to make sure his bike 100% all the time.
Man, them bikes on the verge. Darwin, the only one got a bike that damn, you know, make a lot of passes. Because he ain't got it on keel. It's just that fast. Yeah. Maybe his mechanic knows something. I don't know, though. You know that's my white boy, Eddie. Hey, yeah. Wait till EB come back, and I got the keys to it.
You got the both seat behind your mechanic.
Huh? You told me you were going to keep that street tire on that raglan bike Brian built. I'm tearing your ass up.
I'm coming with a street tire.
Huh?
I'm coming with a street tire.
You got a street tire bike too?
Please. You put it where? We're going to do that. But what about Cook?
Is this your...
Cook,
you
remember that
TV?
Shit, man. You know, we had all that drama in our life, and then we didn't get back right. So, you know how we think.
I think this is Brennan.
Huh?
In here. This one, right?
I'm telling you, I think about Sam Cook.
Who are you thinking about it?
All them people like Ryan and Shine did all that damn talking down there at Rockham.
Where's Ryan and Shine? They off the phone?
Right.
No, we got them all here.
You got to run your ass down there. Don't you say
there you go.
A bunch of movies.
Shine ain't going too far.
He ain't going too far. Somebody said his name, he went right back in.
Shine ain't going too far.
You trying to make a movie? HBO?
Now I'm supposed to be going to be astronaut school sometime.
Damn right.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I told you, when I graduate from astronaut school,
oh, they
don't
want to
see me.
Hey, mother, look,
they got a motorcycle
out of here. He's going to have a damn
112-inch
motorcycle.
I don't give a damn how long
you're
going
to
be. Have a street
down. Say what?
I ain't
going to
need no shit.
Man, hey, look. All y'all got to do is bring that damn piece of shit back to the mechanic. Long as it is. And make it work. So I'm telling you, the Sam Cook crew wants my buddy Billy. Any damn way.
There's
going to be a real race, because there's going to be a race they want to be go down. Because they want to do something. What about y'all?
Man, please. Alex, you is my lead. You know what? When we catch you at a track somewhere, we might catch a tune with your ass.
Please.
Yeah,
when we go to Memphis, we're gonna bring a couple of bikes. Is you gonna be down there?
Yeah, y'all gonna bring Billy Mays and Sam Cook.
That, no,
bring
more than
that. Possum and Stormtrooper.
Yeah, bring more than that.
We gotta make sure Diving can be off.
Yeah, we come and ready to run.
We bring a whole fleet.
Run. If I know the date, I'll be off work. You just make sure.
They're gonna be made a tip.
Well, I'll make sure I'll be off.
You can start putting in your vacation now.
We put it in. You can bet that.
I'll make sure I'll be
coming. Al, you got a date?
Yeah, y'all come on
to Memphis. That's your home track.
Get up.
We gonna beat you at home.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, we gonna fuck your house up.
We gonna beat you at home. Matter of fact. Make sure
your
family got tickets so they can see you.
Okay, come on. Hey, man, I'm going to have a big old gigantic barbecue grill. I'm going to have possum standing on there. I'm going to have
possum on there. Why you got
cooking on there?
and I'm going to have Sam Cooke on that grill. Barbecue in the head.
God damn.
I hope you get sick.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, boy.
Hey, everything just because they say barbecue don't mean it's got to be barbecue.
But no,
I'm
really
deep fried.
I'm going to put your ass on that grill.
You got a lot of meat with me.
I'm a whole lot of meat for you. Bring your ass on to Memphis. I'm gonna give you some of this southern cook. I'm gonna give your ass a southern cook meal.
Okay.
He's a southern cook possum.
Yeah.
Southern cook possum.
Hey,
what are you gonna call it? Rogue killed the light.
I'm gonna let you name it.
Just season it up real good.
I'm gonna let possum name it. I'm gonna let him name it.
Just give me a pencil. I'll sooner let out spell a word.
Yeah, exactly. Sooner let you go spell one.
What?
Yes,
Let me know when it come on, Phil. Watch that little jump I hold it.
We must be going off of
here. Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Oh, where about it?
Yeah, they still on.
Oh.
They ain't doing no talking. Where they got it with the Malibu? That's what I'm looking for. He said race cars, the Malibu. I'm looking for the Malibu man.
I like to have some of that.
All right, hold on, guys. We got another caller here. 0510.
Hey, that's
the Malibu, man. Nah, that's a little rich. Hey, Chris, you can actually mute me back, man. I ain't even really mean to press one.
Okay, man.
They ain't talking about nothing. I could have sworn I heard somebody get on here and say, I'm Malibu. They want to raise somebody and just put it together.
Yeah, they may be gone, though.
I tell you what I didn't hear. I ain't hear nobody say nothing about seed.
Oh, you know they don't say nothing about seed. They scared to death of seed. Seed not what's there, Katrina.
Is it coming?
Yeah, see, my what's on, get rid of that.
Huh?
See, my what's on, get rid of that.
See,
my what's on, get rid of that thing, man.
I'm fueling up. I got to get up early in the morning.
Yeah, you
putting fuel in it. Yeah, I'm fueling up over here. I had to drive over right here to the home fuel station.
Ah, okay.
Put
it in
there, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta fill up one tank, ain't
it? Well, that's what I noticed, too. I got almost a half a tank, so I'm gonna fill it one side all the way up. That's where I have over half a tank. I can run the mark.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's rolling.
All right, man. We may have a guy back on here, man. 8310.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't a whole lot.
Okay. They trying to find the Malibu guy again.
Yeah,
I got a Camaro I put on it. Oh, oh, this.
All right, he might be a full race car. Yeah, he might be a full race car.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a race car on a race car. I'm trying to figure out if he's
3750.
That's all I need to know.
Your line is open, man.
All right.
3750, your line is open.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, they got some of that. They got somebody down there too. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see. Man, y'all ran the Malibu car off too.
Everything got quiet, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't hear Alex. I don't hear nobody.
I'm glad I don't hear him. God damn.
Yeah, make
everybody's gone. Yeah, Alex might have ran everybody off. Can nobody get a word in?
He said the same stuff over and over, man. I think that man got a special need.
Damn.
He got a special need, man. Medication will walk him off.
Man, you got access to a short wheelbase bike.
A short wheelbase?
Uh-huh. With stock swing arm on it. Okay.
Yeah, we got one, ain't we, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
All right.
What y'all got going on? What they got? They got some stock
I'm
wheelbase?
I'm going to call you after the show is over with.
Okay. All right. What
do
you got? 14 stock wheelbase?
Boost.
No, he said he's going to call them when it's over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's
going to call. Chris. Chris.
Shucks,
man. I done got some water on top of this thing.
Uh-huh.
Your last phone number to your phone is 3892. I'm going to program your number in my phone.
Okay, yeah.
That's your number?
It's 3862.
What is it now?
3862.
Okay, I'm gonna program you. That's your. I'm gonna program your number in my phone. Appreciate that, buddy.
Oh, okay. We got a new caller, guys. 1000. Your line is open.
I need you real to one of them. I got some.
Yo.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
I can't.
If anybody's in the Christmas spirit, I can use some snow shovels up here for Christmas.
That sound like TJ. What's up, buddy? I need to be up there with the snowmobile.
Yeah, man. We're going next weekend.
Yeah, I sure need to be up there, boy. I got some snowmobile that I ain't never rode.
Load them up and come on.
Yeah, I sure got two of them big bastards sitting in there. Got them up there in the store.
Yeah, let's go.
What a good
day. And then you know what I did? I was sitting back watching. They was in Alaska somewhere where it was cold. They had a snowmobile, and a guy jumped a ramp and broke his jawbone, his hip bone, and that kind of made me tell my man. I tell you what I was thinking about CJ. They put that rubber thigh on him. And put them on the and run them on the track.
Yeah, they do.
They said they fast as hell on the track.
Yeah.
They got one up here. Goes 740s in the quarter.
Yeah.
But we get on them and we go from strip fire to strip fire up here in the smoke.
Golly. Mm-hmm. Golly. Yeah, they said it's fun, though. But I was watching that in Alaska. When it quit way out there, won't crank up, and they be miles and miles away from home. You know, I be watching that shit on TV, when they be out in Alaska, in the Alaska wilderness or something. Ain't nobody out there, might be Look, it takes airplanes to come in.
Why you took me cook them? You ain't gonna cook them.
Once a month, and bring them the stuff that they need.
They're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What do you cook these out for? You ain't gonna cook them.
I shouldn't be alive. I think that's what it was.
Oh yeah. I heard of that.
Do something around this bitch.
So what I missed tonight? Anything good?
No.
Get on the goddamn phone.
That sounds like Alice Bud Light done woke up.
Somebody's cooking in the kitchen.
Somebody needs to put a sock in his mouth.
Yeah, it'll do.
He needs a sock in his mouth.
Hey,
man, that mouth run like a
donkey's head. Hey, CJ, what the first race going to be at this year?
The first what?
The first race.
You do Miami?
Shit, I don't know. Probably Fat Tuesday, usually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fat Tuesday. That's going to be sometime in...
It's on.
The Mardi Gras thing is down there on the 8th at State Capitol.
When is that, March or February?
March 8th.
March 8th?
At State Capitol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know it's going to be, we ain't even trying to get ready until probably next year. You know, as bad as I would love to, but I know if I knock them off, they're going to give them too much time. To scratch their head and clean their nose. So,
no doubt.
I want them to come right back the next week at the next racetrack, you know, the week out.
They're
coming
to Memphis
in May. Yeah, we're definitely coming to Memphis now. I know
I'll be in Memphis.
We're
coming to Memphis in May.
It's going to be a long drive, but we're coming.
Yeah, we're coming to Memphis now.
Look at him. We travel that road like it ain't going nowhere from here to the store around the corner, to Walmart.
Please.
So I know you ain't got no long ride.
No, we're coming to Memphis now.
Yeah, we're coming. It's a good 10-hour drive, but we're coming.
I don't believe it's 10 hours.
Yeah, it's 10 hours. Probably depends on what area you're in, but it's 10 hours. It's definitely 10 hours.
It's 10 hours. I heard everybody bitching about last year going out there. It's 10 hours. And that's just for people coming from Greensboro. I got 2 more hours to go. That's good. That's just more competition out there.
You know what I'm saying? Look like all the fans sitting in Mississippi.
Ain't but one bike fans
in North Carolina, and that's the one Eddie got.
Okay.
Hello, Ron.
As long as everybody thinks that we shouldn't have a hard time carrying.
Did I beat
daughter.
You, Ron?
Yeah.
Did I beat you, Ron?
Hey, Doris.
Did I beat you, Ron?
Doris.
Huh?
Hey.
No.
As long as they believe that, you should have no problem getting a race. We slow.
No,
okay,
I beat myself.
Okay, Ron, I understand that, but I offer you a race after that. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, you did that. But like I said, ain't but one fan right down there.
Okay, well.
Good.
All right.
Well, you great.
Hey, look. Hey, Sean.
Really, I'm really pissed off. That's the thing about it. Every time I get to ride down the road, I think about what that fella said. Motorbike come out disrespecting me.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's what's called them.
Yeah, but I feel
better disrespect. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's probably
you
that's
know,
on
you. You know I'm going to be out here, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to
swallow
this shit.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sean, what you say? What you say?
Huh?
And what?
Get off the hell here.
Huh? What they say?
I said, what did you say? She ought to sell his bike, huh?
You need to sell it, man, because them boys scared to death, man. Scared to death.
Yeah, but you know, they don't miss a seed, man. Sam Cook,
man. Who's scared?
Sam Cook. Billy Mays, Cobra Commander.
Man, I can't run no big ass boots. I know that for a fact. I got a 1,000. I cannot run no big ass boots.
N2D, I'm not respecting no boots.
No, I don't think N2D scared. I don't think them guys scared, but I ain't trying to speak for them or nothing like that. But I can't run no. I know I can't run no big ass damn boots. I got a 1,000. I can't run no big ass boots. Not on no day.
Let me know where to stop.
Hey. I always pronounce
your
name wrong.
Huh?
Huh?
Hold
on,
what'd you say,
Larry? I was just gonna say, you know, like you know, EJ rode the booster with a Bernie Mac, and he rode your bike. I don't know the times on that one, but your bike seemed to be faster. Eddie got a Boosa and a 1,000. He'd rather blow his 1,000 up every week than to race that Boosa. Fonzo had a 1,000 and a Boosa. He parted out his Boosa to keep his 1,000. I mean, I don't really understand why. I know I sound like a broken record, man, but I don't understand why people can take the Boosa just faster.
Let me tell you this. I know about a 1,000 because I know I got one. And
right.
Me and my mechanic talks all the time about a Boosa. And I know he's not going to lie to me, so I know what a booster can do. I'm telling you, a 1,000 ain't built like no booster. It just ain't enough meat there to handle to go that fast. I just don't think so. Now, maybe motor, that's something different because of the weight. But I'm trying to tell you, that booster's where it's at. That is under God's truth. A real good built 1,000 ain't gonna be a real good built one booster. Just ain't going to happen. And Katrina was damn good. Damn good.
From
what I heard is that the fastest 1,000 and the fastest Boosa, they're pretty damn close with the ETs, supposedly.
That's what I
don't believe
probably,
it.
Right?
I do not believe it. I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
100%. But I mean, obviously it's all opinion. You know, like I got mine, you got yours,
okay,
whatever.
Okay.
And I'm not
nitrous 1,000. We ain't talking about no motorbike. I'm talking about nitrous 1,000.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you mean to tell me a nitrous 1,000 can run just as good as a nitrous booster?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
Hell no.
All right. So then, all I gotta do is, like I always say, man. All you got to explain to me what I just said, I feel like if I was in a courtroom would be a valid point. Why do you think Fonz parted out his boot?
I don't know the answer to that.
Let me ask this question. You think a 1,000 with nitrous can beat a Boosa with nitrous to the 8?
That's about it. If that, and
okay.
There ain't no guarantee.
Okay, so how much?
We talking about on the top side.
So how much do you think? It's harder to make it up on the back side than the front side.
Okay, I understand that, but that booster ain't going to be that far behind that 1,000. Okay, I hear Ed talk all the time. Ed said he going to match up booster with booster, 1,000, 1,000. And like I said, that makes perfect sense, knowing what I know now. That is undoubted truth. Yeah, a 1,000 front half's good, but it ain't going to be able to hold that boost off that long. It just ain't. You know, the front half, no matter how you get it. In that case, why the hell Cesar been building a damn, Cesar built him a nitrous booster for Pro Street. In that case, he would have been 1,000, he'd get a booster.
And I think,
to be competitive.
I think Katrina needs to race in some of these 1,000s in the 8th, then.
Hold on. Since you brought up Pro Street, right? Frankie
right.
Scott's a Turbo 1000, and he's just as fast
that's turbo.
As the
you
turbo
can't, that's a turbo.
But it don't matter. It's just a power.
Yeah,
added,
dude.
You know
yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, trust me, I ain't coming down with you. It's all just our opinions,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I just like to hear somebody logical talking about it instead of arguing with Alex, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, this is where a turbo booster has about 600 some horsepower easy. Now they got these damn nitrous boosters at 600 horsepower. A 1,000 can't match up to that on no day. It ain't going to match up.
It's not going to make the power. Agreed.
I totally agree
it's not going to make the power, but I say it's so much more to the equation than just the horsepower.
Okay.
You know?
How much more to it?
The
boosters get just as naked as the 1,000. It ain't that much naked as 2,000 now.
A booster, an all-out Grudge 1,000 should be 50 pounds lighter than a booster. At least.
Okay. Okay, let me ask you this then. How much horsepower do you think we get on these 1,000?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. It don't matter. That's cool.
I know what you're saying.
The power to weight ratio of that boost just kills that 1,000 all day of the week. That's what I personally think.
But here, look at it like this. Ryan Schnitz went 690 flat, and that ESP 1,000 went 722 the first weekend out. I think it's got a lot left. I think it could go with 690s right with that. With that other nitrous booster.
But Ryan didn't go 690. Ryan, the fastest he's went with the same rules this year is 705.
Bro. And then I took one out of my bro.
Okay,
I don't think you can make up for displacement. You can't make up for that. You just can't.
I don't know, man.
Rich, will you guys race?
Look at it now. Like
no?
I said, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah.
You kind of have to.
If that, you know what I mean. But what I was about to say was that. Now, like I said, I ain't getting up. I don't know how fast Sam Cooke is, nor do I know how fast Billy Mays is. But Billy Mays is probably the most impressive bike that I've seen, like in a long time. One of you know that and Cobra, especially for 1,000. But I mean, I know Eddie is fast and everything like that. But Mays is just an impressive bike, so I give you your credit there. But I would assume, just from my two eyeballs, that Billy Mays is faster than Sam Cooke, and they got the same builder.
No, hell no. Are they
comparable enough to race? I would assume that y'all will race each other.
We're a little cautious in the quarter.
Would I race Sam Cooke? No.
I'm saying not because y'all in the same camp, but y'all would race some boosters. You feel like you couldn't race against this other guy too. We did run a slip bike,
and we ran that bike because they were brand new out the shop. I feel like that bike won't dial in. That's undergot true. And we gambled with him.
That's the only reason we gambled with him. I got you.
They were fresh and they gamble.
Yep.
Okay, I got.
Well, I mean, a top notch booster will outrun a top notch 1,000.
I can dig it.
I think Billy Mays has been quicker than Sam Cooke.
I think Billy Mays has been
absolutely not. No,
you have to put that bitch on fire mode to do that.
Listen. Y'all can understand, Sam Cooke really ain't got down the track decent this year. That is the untried truth. They've been still tweaking on that bike a bunch.
I believe that.
I don't know what the bike runs. I don't know what it runs, but I know that motorcycle is fast as hell. I know that for a fact.
I didn't say it.
It needs some tender love and care. It needs some time.
I'm not saying it's not fast as hell neither. Like, I respect Cooke and what they got going on. I just think Billy Mays, I don't see a lot of bikes look faster than Billy Mays to me. I'm not pumping you because you're on the phone, but me and my crew have talked about that numerous times.
I appreciate the compliment, but the key to us is we try to get down the track. That is the only guy true. No matter what, we try to get down the track.
Hey, Lyric.
Yo.
Yeah. My bike would have went down the track. You would say the same thing about me, Bob. You hear me? I guarantee you.
Ryan.
I I guarantee you, you would have. Ain't no doubt. I would have fucked Jenny Mays up by a landslide.
Now, Ryan, me and you were cool to be in.
I'll take
you beat me, but not by no damn landslide. Now, hell no.
I'm telling you now.
That ain't going to happen.
Listen. When we would have stopped and let out the game, you still would have been coming nowhere close.
What?
When we would have stopped and let out the game, you still wouldn't have been made. You wouldn't have made it yet.
Well, then you need to be worried about everybody on the planet then.
Ryan, you losing your mind.
You need to run everybody out there.
That fight ain't that fast, right, man. I'm telling you, that fight's slow.
It is, but this ain't what nobody told me, this is what I know. Okay, that's fine with me. I'm cool with that. But if you're fight that fast, you need to run everybody on earth that is ungodly. Ain't nobody got no pass.
Okay, you know you ain't fast now. That's all I'm
saying.
I'm not fast. I'm consistent.
Listen, one thing, if you were that consistent,
you'd change straight off the trail.
No, I don't do straight off no trail. Because I told you. Remember I told you, I said, listen, we made too many changes to the bike not to do it off the trail. I told you that we was at Rockingham. I told you, we made some changes.
Hey, Eddie wanted to run y'all. Why y'all went right at it?
When?
Eddie been begging for y'all.
Okay, true. Listen, this is under got you, and Eddie can tell you this. I told Eddie early in the season, I said, everybody feel like you the fastest on the planet. I said, if I beat you, if I beat you, I know nobody ain't going to run me after that. Maybe a select few. Put like this. If I were to be Eddie, you wouldn't have ran me. Won't do it about it.
Yes, I would have.
No, you wouldn't.
I see it.
That's a lie.
No, you wouldn't.
That's a lie. So one guy
if I were to be Eddie early in the season, you wouldn't have ran me.
Hey.
You think Eddie's the fastest, too.
I don't know why not.
Because I don't think you would have done that. You wouldn't have done that.
And what you had to do was make some money and come on and get you.
Well, that's true.
What you had to do. And one thing about that, what I like, money. One thing about me, I'm like a whore. I go fit a half deal.
But what I'm saying, you said you'd have beat me by a landslide. If you'd have beat me by landslide, then ain't nobody got no pass. You have to run every bike on the earth. You have to run Booster 1000. It don't matter. Turbo, you have to run them. It shouldn't matter what it is. If you would have beat me by a landslide, that's all I'm saying.
I need to know. I'm gonna beat you. I'm gonna show you.
Oh, okay. I ain't got a problem with losing. That don't bother me. But the landslide part, that's the part I got a problem with because I don't think that'll happen.
I'm telling you now, I'm going to beat the brakes off for you bad.
All right.
That's the problem.
Now, look, Ryan, you, like I said, I heard you mention one time before that somebody told me you mentioned that you would give another 1,000 the break and beat them by 330. If you that fast, you still can beat me like that, right?
Did they tell you the whole story, did they?
No, they didn't tell me the whole story.
Oh, okay.
You tell me the story,
I would do it. I said I would do it. I would bring a street top bike there. I would bring a street top bike there. Actually, I changed my mind because what I did was Shorty trying to learn how to ride. When Shorty learned to get it down, tell you learn how to ride, and that's still gold.
Okay.
See, that's really, y'all were laughing at Charlie. They were laughing at Charlie when he said he was trying to learn how to ride. But as soon as he learned how to ride this thing, when he learned how to ride it, as long as he bring enough money, it don't make me no difference.
Okay.
So, Ryan, you saying you're going to give people the break?
It could have been flat slick boozy. It could have been buck flat tie boozy. It can be any one of them on the planet. You can bring one of them pro miles if you want to.
You getting the break?
It make no difference.
Ryan, I actually need to hear you say it out your mouth, man. Are you saying you're gonna give these people the break?
Hey,
Lil Rich, I promise you.
You promise me what? You going to get, oh, my God.
I get him,
oh,
I let them break.
Me too.
I let them break.
Hey, this bike ain't got no willy balls on it, do it.
It ain't got no willy balls.
Here's the question. You going to catch a back tire or catch him and pull beside him?
I'm going to catch him and run around.
By the 3:30.
Lord
have mercy, Jesus.
That's what I'm saying.
By the 3:30.
By the 3:30.
You gonna run around by 3:30? Man, you said let me sit on my mic. Hey, friendly bet to give me the break and come around me by the 3:30, and I'll bet with you.
By the 3:30. Listen to what I'm saying. But you gonna have to bet enough money, and I ain't talking about nothing
got to do with it.
I ain't say $2 either.
Guys, hold on. We got another caller here, man. 5187. Your line is open.
What's going on?
Ain't not too much.
I want no more.
All the tire bikes you can. There's gonna be some white boys in Memphis. Gonna be ready.
When you coming?
Man, who's doing dishes?
Hello.
I thought that was you, BJ.
I'm in the car riding down the highway.
And I got $1,000 since Sam Cooke beat cocaine in Memphis.
Well, you
got
already know that.
I got $1,000. I seen it on Psycho Bike.
Man, cocaine
called out Sam Cooke. I got $1,000.
We already know that's going to happen anyway. I don't think you're going to take your bet.
Bring all the street tire bikes to Memphis you can because there's going to be some white boys ready. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, God ain't the king of Memphis no more. You know, Shine is the king of Memphis.
Hey, who is doing dishes?
That's me eating, man. My bad. Hold on.
Man, you still eating on that steak I cooked for you, man?
What are you eating for at 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, I'm telling you, you're trying to gain weight.
Don't do it.
Holiday season. I'm done now, though.
Man, you hungry as hell at 10 o'clock at night. He's chirping up that damn plate, boy. I tell you.
Hey, Possum, let's turn the clocks on, man. Is that what you say we should do?
Yeah. Sure, let's go ahead and fuck it.
I'm crazy. I'm just messing with you.
Hey, Richie, I heard you lost a bunch of weight.
No, I don't know why people say that.
They say you down to about 130.
No, I don't know why. I've been the same size all year and last year, I think.
Okay.
Chad. What's up? Ask them fools they're going to bring these street tire bikes to Memphis and the Memphis race.
Yeah,
they're
gonna bring
it
off. Oh, yeah. Eddie got something. There you go.
Tell him, come on. Tell him, get there.
Street tire bikes to Memphis?
It's them white boys with them fast ass Mustangs.
Oh,
what?
Street tire bike
and Mustang?
Shine knows who I'm talking about.
We got a
street tire bike, and tell them, come on, get all y'all boys up north, bring them street tire bikes.
And
they're
going to race with a Mustang?
No, we got a street tire bike. No, I'm just telling Cheyenne knows who I'm talking about when I say them fast-ass Mustangs. He knows who I am.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Hear me there for a second.
Get them to Memphis.
It's whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Any setup. As long as it's a street tire, bring it.
Bring it.
Any setup.
A bunch of street tire bikes in Memphis.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Bring it. Y'all must be on some next level shit, because I tell you, we ain't got no slow street tire bikes around here.
Yeah.
But you must
be a bunch of street tire bikes in Memphis. I'm pretty sure
y'all,
of that.
Y'all going to have them at the Memphis race.
Yeah, there'll be a ton of bikes. There's going to be a big procession going to Memphis from North Carolina.
It'll be a bunch of street tire bikes y'all can.
There'll be something for everybody. Not even have a damn scooter for somebody.
I'm sure white guys.
You can bring the scooter. We can got something to beat that motherfucker too.
Damn.
You got something for a turbo street tire bike?
He said he got something for that too,
turbo.
I can't hear you. Too many guys are talking.
No, no turbo. Just get your street tire bike and let's roll. Come to Memphis.
All motor or nitrous? You got to give us a little info.
Nitrous bike. Tell them, come on.
Oh, okay.
Get your street tire bike.
Okay.
It's whatever.
There
you
go. We definitely going to come to Memphis, but we got to wait till Memphis to find out about this street tire bike.
No.
Exactly. You got to give us something on it, man. Come on, dude.
I mean, that's in May.
Yeah, maybe.
That's in May.
Well, look, maybe Saturday or Sunday, I'll get you to dust everything down and wipe everything down.
Yeah, you're going to have to do some dusting.
Anyway, I'm going to dust my bike and wipe my bike down, too.
Richard.
Yeah.
I want to hear your philosophy. Why you don't think a nitrous 1000 nitrous boosters are close? I'm just curious what you think.
Three times
go down.
Well,
my word.
I'm just really. I was going off of riding them, and like I wrote a fast nitrous 1000, and I ride a fast nitrous booster, and they comparable and. I feel like one. Obviously, the booster's got the bigger motors, but you also got a lot more weight. And now I think a booster's more durable than the 1000. Sure, like we could go to numbers repeatedly as opposed to y'all popping them a lot or whatever. Which may I ain't gonna jinx you. I ain't gonna finish my sentence. But
I'm knocking on my table now.
I didn't even finish my sentence.
No, we did go through that. We really did. We got that fixed. You know what I mean? I think a booster that displacement is way. I mean, you can't make up for
And it's also like to me, it's like you know what volumetric efficiency is. I ain't trying to like get all technical and all, but a 1000 turns 13,000 RPM. A booster turns 11 or whatever case may be. Like, I don't know, I would think a 1,000.
Yeah, but you also got torque, too. You got torque differences, too, buddy.
That
mean nothing because we leaving on nitrous. You think that torque, you think we 60. So now you're saying torque, you think we 60 foot and 8 mile harder than a 1,000?
About the same.
I've seen it.
Huh?
About the same?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that means that torque is irrelevant if they do the same, you know what I'm saying? Because the torque is just what gets you moving, but once you out there
Right, this one I'm talking about. I'm talking about on the other side of the eighth. That's where that booster go to riding at.
That's right. We ain't ever had an argument with the 1,000 by battling the damn booster in the
eighth mile.
It's that quarter mile.
It's on the other side of the
800 feet.
Other side of the eighth.
Okay, right. But here's a challenge that I would, which I know is not realistic, but because y'all think that, I wish Eddie would be a good person because he got one of each. I can't wait till he's done dialing both in and then say which one is faster. You know what I'm saying? Or you'll see which one he
wants to race. No, that's what I'm saying. No, but that's what Eddie's talking about. Eddie run his 1,000, his 1,000 against 1,000. When he come out running Contrainer or running them big boosters, he come out running his boosters.
That's because he thinks in his mind, or maybe he knows that a booster's faster, but I thought it was just a theory. He said, I'm going to fight a booster, and he's still been trying to get his booster dialed in. But at the end all to be all, when reality happens, when one is actually faster than the other, I wouldn't be 100% sure that just because his booster's bigger that it's going to be faster. I think them 1,000s are fast as hell. You know what I mean? Like, that's just – I don't know. I couldn't really, like, break it down, like, scientifically like that, but I just was going off of more so seat in my pants, like, from – from me riding. Now, I think that a 1,000 is definitely more temperamental to weight, which is why I don't understand why in the hell Possum is on a 1,000. But I do think that you got to have a really small rider on. I do
now I got my feelings
hurt. Oh, boy, shut up. Your feelings ain't hurt. That's impossible.
Because Possum bike is built around him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought I was built around the bike.
No, Possum bike built around you.
Oh shit!
But
can we go ahead and lock in that damn race?
I think you'd be surprised if you knew what, like, the, I don't know what the numbers that people think people go or whatever the case may be. I know it's some people that's fast out there, and I know it's some bonsai tickets that people have been, but I think you'd be surprised as to how comparable a 1,000 is to a booster. I really think they like within 500ths of each other, not saying which one's faster than the
other.
Oh,
no. Hell no. Excuse my friend, but, man, God almighty, that's strong.
I just can't see it.
With the diversity of the rider weights that are out there from 130 to 165, 170, stuff like that.
No, I'm talking about the same rider. I'm talking about me.
So you're talking about you riding like a Katrina and then you riding like a Billy Mays. You think they both the same?
Or he done rolled Cobra, so, I mean, he done rolled Katrina.
Yeah.
He done rolled Cobra,
yeah.
so he knew how both of them bikes had.
Mm-hmm. Well, damn, Dalton, we need to stay the hell away from damn Cobra Commander to know.
Pretty much, well,
no.
Cobra Commander done beat the shit out of me already,
no,
so it don't matter.
No, you don't
he did, man.
No,
I think we don't
no,
need to
no,
that
no,
right
no,
here.
He
done
beat me already, so it don't matter.
I mean, Possum, you don't need to stay
yeah.
away from, that don't mean you need to stay away from Cobra Commander. I mean, you need to race Katrina more.
You need to what?
That's
so
what
you're
mean.
Saying is
you
want, what you're saying is that you feel like Billy Mays and a Katrina head-up race would be fair.
Absolutely. Hell no. Man, ain't no way in hell.
But I know
not.
Why you say it, you got somebody's got you believing something that just I don't know. I just
maybe, but right now we don't feel comfortable something like that.
No,
yeah, but
no,
how,
sure
how do you know? But how do you know that until you try it from watching a pass?
Because we have boosters.
Yes,
but
yeah,
that's like an end all to be all. Y'all ignore. Numbers though, you ignore numbers. You just get to the point where
well,
just because it's a booster.
I feel like this is my personal opinion. And I don't know everything. Okay, a booster is more susceptible to mistakes in a quarter mile more so than a 1,000. 1,000 makes the slightest mistake, is over.
It's dead.
And a booster can make a mistake against a 1,000 and possibly make up for it.
I don't see no bike making. I don't see none of them making mistakes and just being, it don't matter if you make mistakes. I got to make perfect passes just like everybody else do. If I wheelie or whatever the case may be, I'm going to get my ass whooped too.
Listen. I don't know
the
guy that owns
the Katrina
bike. I don't know the guy that owns the Katrina bike, but when I seen Katrina run in Rocking Hill, That bike is very impressive. Very impressive.
That
motherfucker ain't no doubt. That bike is impressive.
Appreciate that. Buck bike
is very impressive.
Yeah.
I agree.
Buck bike is very
totally
impressive.
Agree.
Possum bike
totally
is
agree.
Very impressive. BMF is impressive. So, I mean, I know what a booster can do.
But
Possum
ain't impressive.
I can dig it, man. And I can dig it. Like I feel you. But it's more so like you say, it's personal
right.
preference, personal pain. We can argue back and forth about it. I don't know what Billy Mays go, and you don't know what Katrina go.
Well, listen, Richard, there's only
awesome,
one way to
awesome
find out, like you said, and that's there's only one way to find out, and that's a race. I'm sure maybe later on in the year 2014, when shit's died down and ain't nothing going on. You know, if y'all would be willing, it's possible. I'm not speaking on that man's bike. Darwin's on the phone. It's his bike. But it may be possible to do two races because we feel like that would be a sucker race for us to get into right now, in our opinion, to lock in a head-up race. I think maybe later in the year, two races would be a different story. Let us see. You know, maybe we might change our mind. You know, but you got to wait until it happens for some people. You know, things got to change before that. You know, that fear goes away.
I wish we had a Nitrous 1000 so bad.
Still, do you want, buddy? Yeah.
No,
man.
If I ask that man to build another bike, man, he'd probably laugh at me.
I wish I had a Nitrous 1000 too.
But hey, I got a booster, and at some point it finally cranked up this year. Thank you, Jesus. But maybe at some point in 2014, in the very beginning, it'll come out. And if it does what it's supposed to do after being dialed in, I will knock on Steve's door and ask for a nice load. All right, that's what we're building
but
for. We're building a train building.
You're gonna be riding it, ain't you, man? It's hard to do fair races with you.
I'm doing another booster for myself.
Oh, okay.
There's gonna be two different boosters.
I don't know, man. I am coming for you. You coming for me?
I'm coming for you. You got my ass. I got to get my respect back. I've lost a lot of my respect, and you didn't even do nothing wrong.
Don't try too hard. You know you mess up when you try real hard.
No. I know what I did wrong. I just thought too damn much. I admit my mistakes.
Yeah.
I did the dumbest thing in the world, something I never did. I did something I never do, and that was look down.
I've done it before. What's up, man?
You ran a Moto 1000 with your booster, right?
Right. And got my ass
whipped. And I heard you mention before, you said your bike doesn't 60 like you would like it to. And I think that's maybe the only reason why, you know, it wasn't a fight between you and the other, you and the 1000. I heard you say that before y'all even raced.
Right.
Because you killed a Jeffro bike bad. That shit was ugly. I was there for that one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I barely caught Jeffro, and Jeffro bike was blown up. Have y'all seen that bike make one pass since that pass? That pass right there was his last pass of 2013.
But didn't you give him something? Did you get him the back tire?
Yeah, I gave him the back tire, but he blew up. If that bike was blown up, that was over with.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know he blew the bike up.
Yeah, he blew up. That's why I ain't even been back out since then.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, that's what I heard. I don't know for a fact, but that's just what I heard, that it was hurt. But I raced a all-motor 1000 with an all-motor booster and law. I mean, I don't know, man. I like I say, my opinion, I say 1.5 dozen the other, but I don't know. It only way to fairly do it is if the same rider and the same builder had a 1000 and a booster, and they threw every penny at both of them that they could throw at them. There's nothing else you can do, and you just see which one can go faster. And then they shared that with the general public. And all of that ain't gonna never happen.
Quick, thank you, Chris. We're 30 minutes past time. He's giving us a long time to talk. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or he fell asleep on his damn computer and forget to end the damn call.
No.
Possum, you coming for me? You going to build another booster?
No, I ain't coming. I'm coming to you for the booster. I'm coming back and get that damn race again. I got to get that same race again, dude. I got to.
I thought that was... That's lopsided. That's one-sided in my favor, though.
I want the same head-up 8-mile race again. You got to beat that out of me, buddy. I'm sorry. You have to beat that out of me. You beat me again. You beat me 2 more times head-up an 8-mile, and I'll say I quit. But you're going to have to beat me and make me stop.
He said 2 more times. Oh, God.
Damn, you don't want to talk about that day, you know it.
I ain't mad at you.
It's okay. You're going to have to beat me to say no. I ain't going to cry, uncle. No.
I really feel like that's, I mean, all I can say is I'm happy you did sleep the tree. You see, me and you both have front row tickets, best seat in the house to the rest of the racetrack. And I know why you want to, do that race again so bad.
Why?
You want me to say it? Because you damn near caught me anyway.
Actually, I saw where your bike opened up right before you fucking let off the throttle, buddy. It wouldn't have been a good race in the quarter.
Let me tell you something, Possum. Every single grudge race that I do, somebody says I rolled out the throttle.
Hold on. I didn't say you rolled out like that. Let me tell you what I meant. When you cross the 8-mile mark, you ain't going to run it out to the quarter, are you, and waste that type of motor, now, are you?
No.
You cross the 8-mile, you rolled out. You was full throttle through the 8. You didn't let out till the end of the race.
No, I didn't let out till after. Yeah, the race was over. And you supposed to let out of it.
Exactly. What I'm saying is I know where I was at the 330 and the 500 foot and the 550. You didn't roll out the throttle until probably about the damn 700 foot mark. And your ass was opening up wide. Right about the 500 foot mark, that bike started spreading its wings.
Hey, Pop,
it's a good race.
Your judgment, guys. I'm telling you, dog. If I they showed you tickets on Bud Light Lounge, didn't they?
Yeah, I ain't speaking on. Yeah, I ain't worried.
Yeah,
about
no,
it.
No, no. I don't want you to speak. I don't want you to speak. What I'm saying is, you know that it is what we say it is, right? A 14-41 with a tall shot, right?
That's fine.
Yeah. That's all. I mean,
small
it don't never
small
open up.
Rider. It's a small shot, small rider. But I know y'all off y'all's number, and you know I was off mine. At the end of the day, if I compare what I think your fast time is, what my fast time is, it's still a head-up race in the eight. Because do I think I could have beat you that night? You're damn right. But I got to come back and try it again for y'all go back in that damn motor, like y'all said y'all going to do. And even then, I don't care.
I hope they do.
We're going to do it again.
Slide a 10 mil and Bud Light Lime real quick on them.
We need one.
Shut up, CJ.
Because what's happened, CJ, honestly, is that bike has accidentally kind of like got a little name now, and it's nowhere near able to live up to as many people want to race.
It'll never get another damn race again.
Yeah. Well, no, it'll get races, but it'll start being races that'll match how it looks. It looks like a bike that should run something that's really fast heads up because of the way it looks. Cut seat rail, catalyst bodywork, da-da-da-da, pretty
answer
long.
Answer this question. Answer this question. Would you race Kilo with that bike head up?
No.
Yep.
Well, we
exactly.
were going to, but we no, listen, we were going to because it was off the trailer. But,
oh, okay.
No, I would never, like, just sit there and, yo, let's run Kilo, you know what I'm saying? But them guys just be gambling like that. You know, they just like that. People said, how did we get Bunk to give us the break? We actually need it.
No, you did not. No, you did not. I saw that race. You did
quarter.
Not need it.
Yeah,
eighth
we
quarter.
Did. We both spun. We both spun.
He won't make nothing on the ground.
What'd you say?
I've seen the race. I seen the race between you and Bunk, and Bunk was not making up no ground. And both of y'all spun.
I think that was just because my opinion. I thought that was just because we, you know, like I hooked up. So, you know what I mean?
Well,
hey, Possum, let me ask you this, Possum. What about White Ghost? What would you do with White Ghost with you on Possum?
What you going to give
it? I ain't laughing. I ain't being funny. I ain't being funny. Just like you said, you need something from Bunk Bike. What you going to give me?
But how do you tell a difference between White Ghost and Bud Light Lime?
How do I tell a difference between the two? You can look at the
yeah,
two
like,
and tell,
they set
man.
Up the same. You're talking about
matter.
White Ghost is a bit longer, and I think he got a better setup.
Exactly.
He got a better catching setup.
Somebody put a lot more love in it.
I can dig it. I ain't even gonna try to hustle you.
I mean, do we got to get into the whole pro street thing, man? Come on.
Yeah.
No, it ain't no damn pro street bike.
And Dasher got a big enough bottle for one.
Don't label. They got a big enough what? Oh, bottle.
You got big ass nuts on that damn thing, so.
White Ghost has a. I think the chassis set up really, really nice.
It's a really nice built bike. Bottom line,
the bike is really set up nice. It really is. Right.
Bud Light Lime is built for show. And White Ghost is built to go to work.
So, hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
When you raced Kicking Rocks and he was in the left lane, I think it was Rockingham. Did he wheelie a little bit?
Yeah.
And did you spin a little bit, or were they both?
No, I wheelied a little bit, too. We both kind of did.
You both wheelied, right?
Yeah, I wheelied.
I got to send you this video because me and Tacklebox were at the finish line, and when you came through there, I kind of followed you with the camera, and then I got Tacklebox's face. You got to see his reaction when you came through there about 10 in front of Kicker Rocks. It's funny as shit.
Yeah, you got to
see
that.
Oh, wow.
That
was fun.
God.
So, CJ, what are you doing on this damn radio? You don't ever come on here.
Hey, Possum.
He snowed in and bored as hell. That's what it is.
Hey, Possum.
Yeah, babe.
Would you take the back tire from White Ghost?
In the eighth? Did you, are you talking about the eighth? Hello?
No, he was talking about the quarter, but he's thinking about
listen,
the eighth now.
No, listen.
We gambled that today.
I think that's unfair because Possum showed y'all his ticket, or a ticket.
Possum what?
Possum has shown a ticket.
You said possum show. You showed them your ticket too, possum.
Show you your ticket, my ticket. You
no,
know
you
the
didn't
damn
show me. You didn't show, no, you, hold on now. You tried to show me your ticket, and I kept trying. I said, hell no, stop trying to show me your ticket. I told you that all day long. Every opportunity you got, you had to show me that damn ticket.
Yeah,
that
ain't,
no,
that ain't
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, that ain't fair.
So you never
show his ticket.
Every time, man, as long as I know
I'll tell
possum,
you what.
Like I let you see his ticket. I'm like, no.
I'll tell you what, White Ghost, this is what I'll do. This is what I'm crazy enough to fucking try and do. Okay? I'll take the bat down to break in the quarter. And you know what happens.
I'd rather
to my
give
fat
you the back
ass in the quarter.
Eight.
I bet you would.
Yeah, I should. One in the break? That's like giving giving somebody like 7 tenths.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you think that I would beat you with the bad time to break in the quarter?
You should.
Man, do I got to show you my ticket?
Sounds like I need to start showing you my ticket. You think that we got pro street bikes and
look, buddy,
everything like that?
Look,
you give us too much credit, man.
How many times I got to come out here and tell y'all that possum bike? That possum bike was built for me to have fun on when the nicest. And I admit that I need to come correct if I'm going to come at all. It ain't coming at y'all like everybody else. So, like, you talk about Bud Light Lime, I'm talking about, and you talk about Goat White Ghost, I'm like in the, you know, the Bud Light Lime category right now. So I can't poke my chest out like that.
How about what? Katrina give Billy Mays the back tire in the quarter.
No, y'all
would
give me
Katrina
a
give Billy
I don't
Mays.
Know that. That's totally up to
would
scene.
That be a,
would,
would that
I
be a
good
even,
one?
That
might
break
be. The what?
The break.
Oh,
oh
my
the
God,
break.
You think the boosters are worth the break?
Yep.
Man.
Oh, man, you can't.
Nah.
No, man, you just joke.
Okay. What about the back
no.
tire in the 8th mile?
There you go.
Hell no. I can't beat everybody head up in the
they're
eight.
Faster, they're faster in
you
the
can't
eight.
Even run a head up in the eight.
I said I might
oh
not
God.
Be able to.
Oh.
I didn't say I wouldn't try or I wouldn't try it heads up. But I'm just saying there ain't no for sure thing on beating him in the 8th mile now.
Listen
to the quarter.
I appreciate the y'all think the bike is fast, but man, it ain't what
no.
y'all think it is.
Listen, man. I'm not
the
saying
is ready.
I don't go out there with stopwatches or none of that kind of stuff, or I don't pause videos and all that stuff, man.
Stop.
I've seen your bike make passes, man. And either I'm a rookie at drag racing or you bullshitting me.
No,
that bike is
no.
fast.
We still learning to hustle, Rich.
Huh?
Leave us alone. We still trying to learn to hustle.
Man, you can't hustle no more, man. Y'all need to start shutting the nitrous off at the 8th mile if you're trying to hustle with that bike. That's over.
No, we need all the help we can get. We need some more. But Katrina runs good. I mean, that, like I said, I seen that bike run, and that bike it does crazy stuff, man. It really does.
In other words, you got a lot of respect given to you, man.
I got a hell of a lot of respect for it.
Man, I trade in that respect. I know it can. I don't even know if he would give the back tire like that. That'd be. I'm not even talking on it. I'm just saying. I trust
what?
You. To
what Steve say? Steve say that if you say do it, we do it.
No, he
doesn't.
He said that. Steve says that about Sandy. He says if I say do it, it's Sandy. But Katrina Trina, that's all him, all day.
I'd rather y'all just run up another booth and I can't be done with it. That's under God's truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's three other boosters in our camp. I mean, then, two other boosters, sorry.
Then you know what I say to that? And I'm saying this blindly, of course, because I have no idea what I'm talking about. But I say, then that means y'all sending an inferior bike out there to run us just because it has 4cc. Billy Mays. Billy, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got to keep going back and forth with the props thing, but I feel like you'd be sending – I feel like Billy Mays would be the one that's to go out there and fight.
Well, I think that we would make the correct decision on game day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. They would know better than
I
do.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that. I guess we got all winter to figure it out.
You ain't got but 2 more months. I mean, how long away is that?
Hey, 2 more months. I'm still trying to figure out that break. He talking about he getting everybody too.
You ain't lying. That's
Damn.
Like crackhead. Ryan, right?
Hung
we gotta jump on that.
Ryan hung up after that. He was just bullshit.
That's the biggest thing I'm trying to figure out because I ain't figured that one out yet.
Nah, he didn't mean that.
He hung up after that.
He might have bought that rocket bike that was in Bradenton, maybe.
Man, he better have it better.
To do
all
that,
he'll
come around you in 3:30.
That's a little bit stressing it too far now.
Everybody stuttered when he said that shit a couple weeks back. That shit stuttered me.
That's kind of a little bit too far.
He better have a rocket on. He talking about giving people the break, man. I ain't never heard of such a thing. But Ryan, he'll race now.
He will.
Here's a question for you,
Little
Rich.
What's up?
Will you take the back tire from BMF with the White Ghost?
Back tire from BMF for White Ghost with a small rider on it?
I mean, you riding and my rider on it. I mean, the average rider.
I wouldn't understand that because I have a bike set up. You said serious question, right? I wouldn't understand that because we got a booster set up just like BMS. So I would think. I'm not being smart or being funny, but I'm just saying. If you asked that at a racetrack, I'd just say just run Katrina. Is what I'd probably
right.
say. But I don't think he can. You know, like I know you think it's a pro street bike, but it can't run. It can't take back tires on these flat slick bikes. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want to put a flat slick on next year?
Huh? You said what? Would you say
he's awesome? I think it was Darvin. What'd you say, Darvin?
I'm just trying to figure out, are any different, any more bikes coming out this year? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Some different bikes, some more bikes, you know, so. Anybody talking about anything coming out some way? They probably ain't going to tell us no way right now, no way, so.
I'm trying to think of if I heard of anything new coming out.
The only thing I know of is what Brad's got in the shop coming out. That's just more 1,000.
Another 1,000.
Just more 1,000.
Oh. 1,000, Darvin.
Well, I mean, yeah, 1,000 come out. We try to fight. You know, we don't have a problem with that. You know, like my biggest concern is as long as we can stand apart, we're racing any 1,000 on. You know, we try to gamble 1,000. Like I said, you know, we gamble with funds. You know, we gamble, you know, with some other people, you know, so we don't mind doing that.
A lot of people don't try to buy the race, man. That's
yeah,
all.
Don't try to buy the race. You know, that's our biggest thing. You know, we want the race. You know what I mean? We want to get in the water box.
Don't get us wrong. We ain't going to come with no chump change or nothing like that, but
no,
damn,
yeah,
don't be bringing
yeah,
them bricks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, funds are really easy to get along with, you know, about running. When I ran him, Eddie is really cool.
Eddie
about
is
that.
Too.
Ryan, yeah, Eddie is too. Ryan was cool about running. So I mean, you know, that you know, I didn't have a problem. Now one of them guys, you know what I mean. So we got in the water box and we ran. They, you know, either you win or you lose. So that's my biggest concern. Just, you know, we gonna win or we gonna lose. I don't
right.
You know. I don't mind losing, you know. I mean, I like the race because I hate the race bike. You know, I hate the bike. Yeah, I see how these bikes, all these money tied in these bikes, and they want them to see it. That don't make any sense to me.
Exactly.
I'm the same way. People think that we go up there, we just.
People ask me all the time, where's Stormtrooper at? Where this bike at? You know how much money goes in these damn, I mean, you do. I'm sure you do. So people don't understand how much money goes into these bikes. And to be shaking them down and keeping them dialed in and chasing tracks and events and events and events. And then you ain't getting no damn races because either the pot's too big or somebody said the pot's too small.
You got two or three of them damn bikes, so I know it's rough on you. So
hey, that's why I just chilled out this last year, man. I'm just trying to have some fun because, I mean, that's why I support you instead of going behind myself. I mean, I support you. I mean, that's just crazy, man, because I know what it goes into. And I hate for you to go through the same thing I did.
Every once in a while, you have a rivalry between two people that's probably on the verge of being personal or whatever the case may be, and that's when you see them guys where they just get crazy, where the pot got to be a certain amount, because some people you're just not going to race for just whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like back,
I can appreciate
back when,
that.
Back when Shine, and when MSP – And Johnny and them had their rivalry. Them dudes wasn't like, oh, let's just go down the track next to each other just for the sport of racing. It wasn't that type of party, you know what I'm saying? Like, CJ know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know,
yeah,
people
that,
respect that. We still respect that, but we're going to tell you where we come from and where we coming at. And
but that,
hopefully
but
you
I said,
can agree
I,
on something.
I said all that to say that it ain't like that we try to, you know, like we go around and we like, oh, you know, try to, like, upstage people or not like that. It ain't nowhere near that type of party, man. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. We just want to race, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you this. If my booster was – I ain't going to say – if I've had too many problems, and I ain't going to go into detail, with my booster in the past year and some change. Now, what I will say is all things are pointed to it coming around, you know, where it was 2 years ago. If that happens at the beginning of the year, like we hope and pray and think that it's on that track, then I don't have a problem running Katrina head up. And I say it here, and it's recorded, I want to, as long as I can stay in the pot. I mean, I don't want no rivalry there because I don't want no big-ass pot. I'm just scared to death of that because I give y'all, as Darvin said, y'all got a magnificent machine. Oh, y'all shook my nerves. I mean, hey.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie,
but
I gotta come up.
Remember, we already talked about it, Possum. Remember what you said,
and
we said that's cool.
You already told me, and I appreciated it. Yes, sir. That's why I ain't never tried to disrespect you, because
I
ain't trying to see Steve beat me
back.
Man,
you can't disrespect. You know, it ain't like that, man. You know, we ain't nowhere near
like
that. Especially not me.
Y'all will see last night in 2014.
Say it again.
The what?
Y'all will see last night
again
in 2014.
Oh, my God. Don't start that shit. No disrespect. Please.
Yeah.
Please. That's like Steve got that. That's like Johnny Ryan, 2 years in a hole.
Y'all will see last night in 2014.
Okay. Oh, Leonidas, motorbike. Well, I guess Richard got
what
something to run in.
Whatever. Yeah. Richard's been chasing that race like I've been chasing his ass. And he just took it away from me.
Whatever.
Richard, don't lose no sleep tonight about that. Please disregard that comment. Leonidas is not coming back. That was a joke.
Man, I promise I ain't paid that shit no mind.
I'm telling you, y'all will get that bike again.
He's trying to tear your nerves up, Richard. He's trying to tear your nerves up.
He can't do that. God bless me. You're going
to have him lost. You're going to have him cranking that bike up tonight. Quit.
You watch this. Don't lose no
be quiet, things. Man. You're going to have him out there trying to change the oil and sandy tonight. Stop it.
Ah, shit.
Okay, little Richard. You know it. You know it. You'll see
no,
it.
No, I ain't say it won't be out. I'm not doubting
but,
that it'll
he
it'll
ain't
going to
believe it
until
he sees that bitch going down the track somewhere.
I don't think it's a lie. I ain't saying it ain't or it is or it ain't or whatever.
I'm not disrespecting the man. If it comes out, that'll
I
be
really,
good thing because Sandy needs a race.
I really say whatever. Sandy got a race. Slim a race. Mandingo eventually, I'm sure, going to race RG3. Cranky. All them boys, man, them boys, they starting a country bike working with a monster. Shit, ain't nobody, the party don't stop for Leo.
Yeah.
Shit. Ain't nobody waiting on that damn bike no more.
Don't y'all waiting on it.
I want to see the hoe come back.
Yeah, it would be nice.
No, Johnny don't want to bring that bike back up. Unless you take that motor out of the R-51 bike.
R-51.
51. That. Never mind. That comment died in
2013. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang, Gretz Talk Radio over. Man, talking about Leonidas now. Chris might as well shut this shit off now. It's definitely winter time. It is official. Hey, it is officially off season. This is happening all season. The minute there ain't no more racing left, the shit starts. You'll see cycles like coming up next.
I needed a good laugh tonight.
It's a vicious cycle.
I needed a good laugh tonight. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Lee Nice will be back in 2014. You had all of 2013 to come back.
Nah, he going to come back now. Eventually, he can't. His bike
it will.
It ain't in his scrapyard.
Yeah, he'll come back.
He will
come back. We believe you.
We will see who gets the last.
No, we're getting the last laugh in 2013 right now, though.
That's good.
Last. What'd you say?
You still got to get that respect back from Headbuster, so.
Hold on, Pop. I'm trying to hear what you said. What'd
all
you say?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, dog's going well. What's that kid him off the street? That was not like. Come on, really? You crazy. That was, he killed him off the street. So that's why we batted back, because we knew that he killed the kid off the tree. Come on now, really? Please don't go there.
You got to do it again, though.
Oh, trust me. It's not a problem. We will.
Oh, boy.
And it'd be the same outcome again.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
So, I had a question. Can I ask you a question? Will Leonidas run? Will Leonidas run Billy Mays head up in the 8th mile? Simple question.
Say that again?
I was very clear. Will Leonidas run Billy Mays heads up in the 8th mile?
It's wintertime. Leonidas is taking all races, dog.
We might, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We might.
Oh,
wow.
Dog,
wow.
Please tell me you're still on the phone.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
I got my shit recording.
I got my recording.
I got my
all races in 2014, right?
We might.
Hell, Billy Mays rolled the head, Buster. Come on now.
You just wait.
Oh, man, damn. No, that's good. That's how you go out,
now.
Little Rich. This is how you finish the year off right here. This is it. This is it right here. This is how you finish the year off right here.
And this is how
you
start it off. Yeah.
This is how you finish it.
Okay.
I'm going to wake up good in the morning with something to talk about.
And shit, you gonna be wasting your damn breath. But unless you just looking for entertainment.
Entertainment. That's it. That's it. Cause I don't. Never mind. Good thing Alex ain't here, cause he'd be riding that horse all night long.
I don't even think Alex will waste his time.
Dang.
Is this the owner of Leonidas bike? I don't know. Y'all get my IQ up on this.
Say it again, Darwin.
Was that the owner of the Leonidas bike? Y'all get my IQ up on this. I'm lost now. But I mean, if he's gonna take a motorbike, one of the nicest bikes, I mean, yeah.
You heard him. I say that's one of those ones.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's driving.
Who was
not,
that little Richard?
But...
Who is that talking about
nope.
Leonidas bike?
I couldn't tell you that.
Huh?
The rest of the wire.
I might know who you are in person, but I don't know you just by the voice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could just be a diehard Leo fan.
I didn't know. Boy, cack that, my tongue, man.
Oh, shit, you could hear a rat pissing on cock when that man said that.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Possum, you stupid.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know. I'm punch drunk. I'm tired.
Yeah. Laugh now, Possum.
Man, it's all in fun, dude. I hope you do come back.
I know. I love it, man. That's why I call you every week. I love it.
Ain't nobody talking no shit or nothing like that.
Oh,
yeah, you done heard what happened at 9:30 tonight. Everybody trying to threaten to kill old
Paul. That was ridiculous.
Man, that was crazy. I don't even step on people's toes to get somebody people talking like that. Man, where the hell they come off like that? Wow.
Dude,
I'm going to pull a CC. Wow.
I was shocked to hear that, man. I was like, really?
Yeah, we were all having a good time talking.
This has gone beyond personal. It went like threatening.
Dude, I won't even talk bad to nobody about nothing. I won't even talk smack to nobody.
Yeah, it got way too out of hand. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, you did right by muted people. That was good. You stepped right in.
Yeah, Chris did good with that. So.
Yeah.
And see,
yeah,
people, and see, the sad thing is, guys, is that my phone was on speakerphone, and my wife and my 7-year-old son, who goes to the track for me, all these events, was right here listening to that. My wife got up, went to the bedroom, man. She don't need to hear that. I mean, really, because she knows when people are playing. And, I mean, she's smart. She knows when people sounding serious. But that dude was sounding serious, and she didn't like it, and she got up and went to her bed, man. So I probably got something to explain tomorrow. And they go to the track
I'm trying to figure out, what did you do so bad to him to make him act like that? That's what I don't
understand. Oh, my God. I don't know. All I can do is say, hey, man, if you listening, PM me, tell me what the hell I did, because, wow. I ain't worried about it, but at the end of the day, I'd like to dance through him, no. But... that was just wrong. I won't even talk a smack to nobody. Everybody else was talking smack. And then all of a sudden, now the third base guy come. Wow.
Yeah, that
okay.
was crazy.
Everybody knows. Everybody loves me, and I love everybody. So ain't no need for no – that was probably somebody that ain't really part of it, probably just trying to start something and interrupt the show, that's all. There wasn't no need for that. But probably a little richer than his goons. He must not have heard that.
Well, guys, I guess we going to call it a night. I know there's about 2 minutes left, but everybody pretty much hung up. So I guess maybe next week we may do a one-hour show or 30 minutes or something. It's up to you all if you want to do the complete hour, you know, try to make
we can go back
to
2 hours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well. 2 hours. Don't do no 1 hour. It might be a good damn show, and you cut it short, then we'll be all cussing at you and threatening you.
Yeah, you're right, man. So, yeah, we're
going to come find your
season,
ass for cutting the show off. We're going to come find your ass for cutting
right.
the show off short.
You,
me.
Well, guys, you all have a safe night, man, and I guess we will talk back with each other on Wednesday.
That's right.
All right. Everybody have a good night. All right, man. Everybody have a good night. Catch y'all later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.